Hello, fans, and welcome to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us on a wonderful Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball, standing at around 95 degrees as we get ready to begin things here as the Colt 45's starting lineups have started to be announced. Dominic Hernandez will be getting the nod for the Aggies, along with our starting pitcher, leading off his season debut, Righty Shepherd, facing off against these Watsonville Aggies. The second game of a three-game set. The finale will be tomorrow. For the Colt 45s, they're 1-0 on the year after last night's 2-0 win. Colt 45s looking to improve 2-0. Again, they have a 20-game win streak dating back to last year. Here it is, North State Rodeo Night. So the colors are being presented by a trio of horses beyond out there in the right field. And if I have the name correct, I believe it will be Tyler Shepherd getting the nod from Bob Anderson here on Rodeo Night. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. As the colors are presented, we're going to get this national anthem going. Looks like it will be sung by Summer, who we heard a few times last year, and we'll pause things for a second momentarily here. National anthem will be brought to you here on North State Rodeo Night. And here is our nation's anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket that our flag was still there. Was saved at that star-spangled banner when
Summer with tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem, and beautifully sung at that. For the Watsonville Aggies, Bobo Landoli will be their leadoff man again. He's in center field. Micah Cervantes will be following him up, playing shortstop, followed by Cody Hardkey patrolling left field. And in that cleanup spot will be Zachary Armenta, the designated hitter for the Watsonville Aggies. Then Alec Ortiz will be the second baseman. He's batting fifth. Followed by Aiden Ramirez at first base, batting sixth. Batting seventh, and behind the dish will be Kyle Dyer. Then it'll be Matthew Castillo playing the hot corner third base tonight for the Aggies. And in the ninth spot, Triton Dew patrolling right field, facing off against Tyler Shepard of the Colt 45s. For the Colt 45s, Trajan Rogowski will be leading things off and patrolling center field yet again. He followed up by Adam Reyes getting the start at shortstop tonight after pinch running a couple of times last night. It'll be Andrew Mora, the designated hitter, in that three spot, followed by McGuire Smith batting cleanup and at first base. He'll be followed up by Dylan Green at second base, batting fifth. And batting sixth will be Brandon Zanny out of Simpson University, a local kid. He will be catching Mr. Tyler Shepard, the starting pitcher, followed by Tyler Zanizer in left, Corey Likens in right, and then Sam Marr rounding out the lineup at third base and batting ninth. Again, for the Aggies, the Landoli in center, Cervantes at short, Hardke in left, Armenta the DH, Ortiz at second, Ramirez at first, Dyer the catcher, Castillo at third, and Dew in right for the 45s. The Rogowski in center, Reyes at short, Mora the DH, Smith batting cleanup and at first base. Green at second, Zanny behind the dish, Zanizer in left field, Likens in right field, and Sam Marr at third base, facing off against Dominic Hernandez of the Watsonville Aggies, who is concluding his warm-up tosses way out there in right field. As we get ready to get things started here on North State Rodeo Night, fans who showed up in rodeo attire were granted a $1 off sale. For the umpires, Jason Cowan will be the home plate umpire. We'll be calling balls and strikes. Dan Boutwell will be at third base, and Anthony Ortiz will be at first. Anthony Ortiz was last night's home plate umpire, who ended up ejecting Miramontes, the southpaw for the Watsonville Aggies, after some extracurricular activities. Said it previously, the Colt 45s are 1-0 after the 2-0 win last night. It was a pitcher's duel, a bunch of goose eggs up there until about the seventh inning when the Colt 45s were able to scratch one across after the Aggies surrendered a run in order to get the second out of the frame. Then the Colt 45s would get one more in the eighth, end up winning the ball game by a score of 2-0. Big story for the Aggies last night was seven runners left on base. For the Colt 45s, they left four. And for both teams, something they need to key on tonight would be productive outs, something that didn't happen a lot last night. Both teams straining a slew of runners. The Colt 45s had the bases loaded at one point with two outs, however, and ended up not scratching a run across, but very much indifferent as they still ended up winning the ball game by a score of 2-0. Cook and Kelson both pitched fantastically last night. Kelson for the Aggies went six innings of no run ball, giving up four hits. He struck out 10. Ty Cook, 9 Ks in 5 innings, 0 runs and 4 hits as well. As the ceremonial first pitch comes in, and it is a strike. Andy Clemens with the first pitch. Now we have the head coaches Bob Anderson and Ken Nakagawa exchanging lineup cards out there at home plate along with the umpires. So they shake hands and we get ready to get things started here. Homer, the Colt 45 mascot, dressed up tonight just like he was last night, rocking the yellow high socks, the knee-high socks. The Colt 45s, they're donning the yellow sleeveless jerseys on top of the black short sleeves. with the white pants for the Aggies. White bottoms with bright red jerseys with the Aggies stripped across the front in all white. Great jersey matchup here tonight. Key player of the game last night for the Watsonville Aggies was Noah Pang. He made a few diving plays and also made a lot of hard plays. But not only did he make those plays and get the outs, he also just made them look routine, which is something you love to see. Although Pang is not in the lineup tonight for the Aggies, he'll get a night off. There was a couple of errors last night for the Aggies as well, and the Colt 45s were unable to capitalize on those. There's some weird base running on both sides. Just some first game jitters, kind of seemed like. Just a couple of weird blunders. As now the second game of this three-game series, and the second game of the 2025 campaign, getting set to start here. Hopefully those jitters subside. There was only two Colt 45s last night who did not strike out, and that was Green and John Handy, second baseman and catcher last night. For the Aggies, they struck out 14 times last night, so the key for them would be a little less swing and miss and a little bit more productive outs, a little more contact. The same for the 45s. They struck out 10 times, so they just need to string together those hits and get some productive outs. They were very close multiple times, but Noah Pang kind of stood in the way, which is exactly what you want from your defense if you're the Aggies. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. That's one of Market and East Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-class car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today, folks, when we get back, be the Colt 45s taking on the Watsonville Aggies right after this message from our sponsor, the Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Taggart Field in Redding, California. So Colt 45s take the field. The defense behind the left-hand throwing Tyler Shepard will be Zaney behind the dish. Then it will be Marin Reyes on that left side of the infield at third and short. Then Dylan Green and McGuire Smith at second and first base, respectively. Then Zanizer in left, Rogalski in center, and Likens in right. As Shepard begins his warm-up tosses to Brandon Zaney. Brandon Zaney, out of Simpson University, got to call a few games for him this season with the Redhawks, a fellow Redhawk of what is now my alma mater, the Southpaw Shepard. Just about done with his warm-up tosses. Off that third base side of the rubber, John Handy last night was able to gun down couple of runners, but Bob Anderson giving a start to Brandon Zanny nonetheless, giving Handy a night off. Handy, we saw the arm when throwing it around the infield after all those strikeouts, and he can absolutely huck it down there and around the infield. He's got a gun on him. Now we get ready to get things started. It will be Bobo Landoli, the center fielder, leading things off for the Watsonville Aggies. On a beautiful night here in Redding, California, I'm Jacob Green with Casey Narchester Redding. It's great to have you with us as Shepherd. Third base side, peering in at Zanny as catcher. Landoli waves the bat back and forth. And the first pitch from the southpaw, Shepherd. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman charging. That's Green. Flips to Smith on the bag in time. That's the way the ball game begins. First pitch coming in at 7:21. A nice 4-3 put out. Dylan Green getting things started here for the Colt 45s. One gone, nobody on in this scoreless top of the first now. One pitch, one out. We'll bring up Micah Cervantes, the left-hand hitting shortstop. Takes a fastball outside for ball one. Cervantes last night played second base. He went 1-for-4 with a stolen base. He also reached on a fielder's choice. Shepherd comes set. Now kicks and deals. The 1-0. Showing bunt to Cervantes right down the third baseline. Charging gloves. Bobbled and dropped. Unable to handle it as third baseman Marr. Charging down the line. Off balance. Trying to throw off his left leg. Went to throw across the first, but the ball ended up spinning out of his glove. So safe at first is Cervantes on likely what would have been safe at first regardless. Now Cody Hartke, the right-hand hitter, will step into the box. Slightly open stance, deep in the box. Zanny sets up inside. Cervantes takes his lead at first, being held on. Bounce from the plate, blocked by Zanny. Zanny's going to go chase it up the third baseline, but Cervantes taking second base easily. Zanny getting on top of that ball, went right off the chest protector, bounced at about a 45-degree angle, and just skipped up the third baseline. It's a tough rebound to handle. One ball and no strikes. With one out. Infield shifted the right-hand hitting Hartke to pole. Now no double play in order. Swing and a miss. A little fastball by him. One ball and one strike. Peering in is Shepherd. Now comes set, glove at the belt. Checks the runner back at second. That's Cervantes. The 1-1. This is low. Two balls and one strike now in the scoreless top of the first inning. The infield shifted to pull. The only infielder really on the right side is Smith with the second baseman, Green, 3 or 4 steps away from second base. This one's popped up back of the screen and out of play for a high and long strike two. Two balls and two strikes with one out. With a new baseball now is Shepherd. Shepherd shakes off Zanny a couple times. Now comes set. Checks the runner at second. Huge hole on the right side. Here's the 2-2. Fouled off the plate. Staying alive is Hartke. The outfield shaded just a couple of steps toward left. Shadows covering about a quarter of the field. Shadows covering most of left field and third base, shortstop, part of the pitcher's mound as well. But first base, right field, and center field all in the sun. Here's the 2-2 again from the southpaw. Just off the plate outside. That will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. With one out. A A lot more wind here tonight than last night. Just a soft breeze blowing. Here's the payoff delivery from the Lucky Shepherd with the runner going. Swing and a miss right on third. Not in time. Cervantes dives in and gets another stolen base.
That's your beer batter, folks.
But the beer batter, Hartke, strikes out swinging. That's out number two, which means discounted beer for all the fans in attendance. Bob Anderson's going to have a little chat now with the home plate umpire, Jason Cowan. So a little upset about the call. Thought the runner was out. Now there's a runner on third with two gone in a scoreless top of the first inning. Zachary Armenta will step in the box. Left-hand hitter. Just a bit up in the box. The designated hitter tonight. Right side of the infield shifted a bit to pull on the left-hand hitter. Left-on-left matchup here. Ground ball off the plate. Zanny pouncing on it, but strike one. Two gone, and a runner on third, 90 feet away. That would be the first run of the ball game, should he score. Here's the 0-1 delivery from the southpaw Shepherd. Breaking ball off the plate and just a bit low. One ball and one strike. Cervantes takes his lead at third. Fastball on the outside corner. Called strike two. It's a really slow call there from the home plate umpire, Cowan. Now Armenta readies. As Shepherd comes set off that third base side. Cervantes checks, takes his lead at third. The 1-2, breaking ball blocked by Zanny. Kept it in front of him. Way off the plate and outside. It's a new baseball. Two and two. Two gone, runner on third here in this top of the first inning. Bluebird skies here on what is a much cooler night compared to last night. The 2-2 delivery from Shepherd. Swing and a miss from the high cheese. And the side is retired. The Aggies get none. They strand one as we head to the home half of the first here in this scoreless ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Green Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Dominic Hernandez concluding his warm-up tosses as Kyle Dyer makes his throw down to second base. Leading things off will be Trahan Rogowski for the Aggies. The defense behind the starting pitcher for the Aggies, Dominic Hernandez, will be Castillo and Cervantes on the left side of the infield. Third and short, and then Ortiz and Ramirez will be at second and first base. Dyer behind the dish, and then left to right, patrolling the outfield will be Harkey, Landoli, and Due, the defense for the Aggies. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitting. Rogalski is a chopper up the third baseline, charging right through underneath his glove and safe at first base will be Rogalski. Didn't even hit the glove of Castillo, who charged. Tried to handle the in-between hop and give himself a good hop to handle that on, but then ended up just skipping under his glove, died on that infield grass. Now Adam Reyes, the shortstop, will step up to the plate. He had a couple of pinch running activities last night. Ended up taking second base on that balk from Miramontes as Reyes takes a called strike on the outer half. And was also the courtesy runner for John Handy, the catcher. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball. Just off the plate. One ball and one strike. Runner at first, that's Rogalski, the center fielder. Being held on by the first baseman, Ramirez. It's the righty. Deals. A line shot into right field and down for a base hit. Turning at second, going to third is Rogalski and cruising with a wide turn at first base as runners at the corners now. That's Reyes. Back-to-back singles. Hopefully we'll get a little offense going. Adam Reyes with a oppo base hit right there. Due staying in front of it, keeping it in front of him. It was curving away from him. He had to move way over to his left toward the right field line. Now the left hand hitting Andrew Mora will step into the box. Infield at double play depth. Looking to turn two and just surrender the run. This one's fouled off the leg of Mora for strike one. On deck is McGuire Smith. McGuire Smith last night was 2-for-4 with a double and a single. Here's the 0-1 delivery from the righty up the first baseline. Foul. And that's strike two. Bob Anderson telling Reyes to run on that no matter what, even if it looks foul. No balls and two strikes. You never know what the umpires will call it. Sometimes it's a 50-50 ball. Here's the pickoff attempt on over to first. Not in time. Diving back was Reyes. The righty with his back turned toward first. Reyes dancing off the bag, but being held on by Ramirez. Here's the 0-2. Just a bit low. Cowan with a very different strike zone from last night when Anthony Ortiz was calling those low strikes. That one was right at the knees, it looked like. Here's the 1-2 delivery from the righty Hernandez. Low blocked by the catcher Dyer. Great job by Dyer moving to his right, keeping it in front of him. 2-2 now. Runners at the corners. The Aggies looking for two on the infield. Outfield playing straight up. The first baseman, Ramirez, holding on. Reyes at first. The 2-2. Bounced in there again. Now Reyes running down to second. Faking the throw was Dyer. Almost backpicked Rogalski at third, but Rogalski retreated back to third base. Now runners at second and third. A full count on Andrew Mora. A little more traffic on the bases than the Aggies want here in this bottom of the first inning. A scoreless ball game, but a full count on the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora. Now drop down to 94 degrees, which is about 5 degrees cooler than it was last night. Here's the payoff pitch from Hernandez. Wave that. Ring him up. Strike three. Mora chased it. Gave it a little half-hearted swing. Tried to hold up, but got fooled on the breaking ball. Now McGuire Smith will step up to the plate, who is, by technicality and technicality only, through one game of the 2025 campaign, the Colt 45's hottest hitter. He's got a couple of hits. First pitch to McGuire Smith. Hits this one foul down the third base side. For strike one. He's already had a couple of hard hit balls last night. One of them was a line shot right toward Noah Pang at the hot corner. Here's the 0-1. Swing and miss for strike two. Blew that fastball by him. The line shot right at Noah Pang at third base, who's playing a couple steps back of the bag. And dove to his right and caught it on a hop and popped up through the first base as Smith takes this one up and away. Left-handed hitter. A wide stance deep in the box. So righty Hernandez gets a sign, now kicks and deals the 1-2. Wave that, and Smith is down on strikes. Fooled on that breaking ball. Now Dylan Green to the plate. Dylan Green, one of the only Colt 45s last night to not strike out. He had a single, a walk, a fly out, along with a ground out. My apologies, he was 1-for-3 last night. That ground out was... that was a ground out to third base that he had. The 1-0 is almost through the legs of the catcher, Dyer, but was able to corral it. Picked up the first baseline. Two balls and no strikes now on Dylan Green. My apologies. Went 1-for-4 last night with a walk. Want to make sure I have those statistics right. As Hernandez readies. Now kicks and deals the 2-0 to the Colt 45 second baseman. Another one inside in the dirt for ball three. Dylan Green out of Folsom College in 40 games batted .291 with 4 home runs, 21 RBIs, and 6 stolen bases. Wide stance for the righty. Here's the 3-0. Fastball on the inner half called strike one. Hernandez knowing that they need to throw a strike there to keep this inning under control. 3-1 now, Brandon Zanny on deck. He's the 3-1 delivery. Ground ball toward third. Diving for it. It's going to go through for a base hit. One run will score around third. And scoring is Reyes beating the throw. And it's a 2-RBI single for Dylan Green. With his family present in the crowd. Got himself a 2-RBI single. And the Colt 45s have a 2-0 lead here in this bottom of the first. Courtesy of Dylan Green. Now Brandon Zanny will step up to the plate. Slightly open stance for the right hand hitting catcher. Green takes his lead at first. First pitch misses low and away for ball one. A single, another single, and a stolen base. A couple of strikeouts and one single later, the Colt 45s have a 2-0 lead. Here's the 1-0 delivery from the righty Green, breaking ball in the dirt. For ball two. Green dancing off the bag over there at first base. Hernandez not really paying too much attention to him. Just trying to get the final out of the inning, head back to the dugout, and get the offense back out there. Here's the 2-0. In the dirt again, blocked by Dyer. Green thought about it. He had a big secondary lead. It was about 25 feet off the bag at first, but then retraced the steps back to the bag. Three balls and no strikes. With two gone. Here's the 3-0. Fastball in the inner half. To make the count. Three balls and one strike. Brandon Zanny last year had 21 walks in 30 games for the Colt 45s. Here's a 3-1 runner going. Ground ball toward the third baseman. He fields and throws across in time to get the runner. Great play by Castillo. Who handled that. 5-3 on the putout, and the side is retired. After one, the Colt 45s 2, and the Aggies 0. Tonight's Reading Colt 45 game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Dick Green. It's great to have you with us here on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball here from the historic Tiger Field in Redding, California. It'll be Alec Ortiz, Aiden Ramirez, and Kyle Dyer due up facing off against the lefty Shepherd. Ortiz, right-hand hitter. Open stance, that pink tape on the handle of his bat and the bright pink batting gloves. Here's the first pitch from the southpaw. Shepherd misses up and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes, nobody out and nobody on here in this top of the second. Fouled off the plate. One and one now on the Aggies second baseman. The Aggies rocking the red tops with the white lettering across the chest. The Colt 45s. The trademark yellow no sleeves with the black short sleeves underneath. One ball and one strike as shadows have started to cover most of the field apart from some spots in center and right field. Fastball misses upstairs for ball two. Two and one. On the right-hand hitter. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left. Now the 2-1 delivery from the southpaw. So, line shot in the center field for a base hit right up the middle. Ortiz will lead things off for the Aggies with a soft liner. Aiden Ramirez, the first baseman, will now step into the box, digging in from that left side. McGuire Smith holding on the runner at first. As Ramirez does a little landscaping of his own in that left-hand batter's box. Out of the stretch is the southpaw Shepherd. Checks the runner at first. Off the third base out of the rubber. Now deals. Breaking ball off the plate outside. 1-0. Nobody out. Colt 45's looking for the twin killing on the infield. The third baseman, Marr, playing on the rim of the infield grass, watching that bunt for the left-hand hitter, especially. He's the 1-0, misses wide for ball two. Two and oh. Some words of encouragement being shouted from the third base coach for the Aggies. Shepherd checks the runner, the 2-0. Foul tipped for strike one. Caron's back a little bit off Zanny. Not too much contact. Kicked off the dirt and then looked like it went off his shin or something. Now Shepherd checks the runner. And time's called by the batter. Shepard was ready, glove at the belt, but then time being granted to the left-hand hitting Aiden Ramirez. Was fouled back to the screen for strike two. Being held on the bag at first base is Alec Ortiz. Being held on by the first baseman, McGuire Smith. McGuire Smith was one of the many first basemen last year for the Colt 45s. He's one of six returners for the 2025 campaign. He's on the roster last year. Now Shepard readies. Pickoff attempted over to first, not in time. Trying to keep Ortiz close. With two balls and two strikes, Ramirez likely not going to bunt. And the third baseman, Marr, has shifted a little bit back, but the infield, middle infielders still shifted just a bit up the middle. This one's grounded toward the Aggie dugout. And the count remains two balls and two strikes. Nobody out. A shortstop and second baseman for the 45s. Reyes and Green looking to turn two. Shepard, glove at the belt. Checks the runner at first again. It's a southpaw. Kicks and deals. Fastball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. That is the third K for Shepard tonight. Got a couple swinging last frame. First one looking tonight. And that will bring up the right-hand hitting Kyle Dyer to the plate. Doing the catching tonight for the Aggies. Step into the box, slightly open stance. First pitch is upstairs for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Double play would get the 45s out of the inning. The infield shifted just a couple of steps to pull for the right-hand hitter, along with the outfield shaded a bit toward left. This next pitch misses wide for ball two. 2-0 now on the Aggies' backstop. This pitch is fouled back to the screen. 2-1 with one gone. This 2-0 ball game with the Colt 45s in the lead here in this top of the second inning. Now Shepard comes set, checks the runner at first. The 2-1 delivery misses low and away. Zanny dropped it momentarily. Kept it in front of him, just kind of pinned it down into the dirt. Re-corralled it. Didn't look like Ortiz was going to test the arm of Zanny. Now a 3-1 count on the right-hand hitting Kyle Dyer. The 3-1 delivery on the inside corner. Dyer knew it too. Knew he didn't have the free pass. Now a full count. With one gone. The payoff delivery from Shepard. This is wide, and Dyer gets the free pass. That'll move Ortiz up 90 feet. Runners at first and second now for Matthew Castillo as Brandon Zanny's going to go out to the mound and have a little chat with his pitcher. Run over what they want to do here. In this scenario, you're looking for a ground ball, get a double play, and get out of the jam. But you also need to watch for the double steal, which would put a runner in scoring position for the Aggies. My apologies, put another runner in scoring position for the Aggies, as with Ortiz moving up to second base, he's in scoring position. Should a ball be hit through the infield? The infield shifted a bit to pull for the right-hand hitting Matthew Castillo. Third baseman even stands on that right side. McGuire Smith playing behind the runner at first. The first pitch from the southpaw is at the belt. Called strike one. Second baseman Dylan Green shaded a bit up the middle, holding the runner on at second base. It's Ortiz. Shepard checks the runner second. Now the 0-1. Fastball right at the knees on the inner half. A called strike two. Great frame there from Brandon Zanny. Brought it up a little bit. No balls and two strikes with one out. Runners on first and second for the Aggies. Trying to get something going here. Here's the 0-2. Misses low and in. One ball and two strikes. Shepard off the third base side of the rubber. Peering in at Zanny. Now Shepard comes set. Checks the runner at second. Checks the runner at first. Kicks and deals the 1-2. Just a bit low. Some jeers from the crowd after that call from Cowan, the home plate umpire. Two balls and two strikes. One out and runners on first and second for the Aggies. That's Ortiz at second and Dyer at first. The 2-2 delivery as Shepard checks the runner back. 2-2. It's hit in the air. Should be playable. Green on the rim of the outfield grass will get underneath it. And it is out number two. Castillo pops out. We'll bring up Triton Dew, the right fielder. Two gone now, and the infield will return to normal depth. Triton Dew, step into the box. The infield shifting back and playing the right-hand hitter Dew just a little bit to pull. The breeze dying down here at Tiger Field. First pitch from the lefty Shepard misses upstairs for ball one. One ball and no strikes. On the right-hand hitter. It's the pitcher in the southpaw. Just a bit inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes with two outs and two on. The Colt 45s up by a score of 2-0. But the Aggies threatening here in this top of the second inning. Shepard checks the runners. Now kicks and deals out of the stretch. Fouled back to the screen. 2-1. As Shepard gets a new baseball and kicks some dirt around the mound. Climbs back up that third base side. Now peers in at Zanny to get his sign. Glove at the hip. Ball talk behind him with a deep breath. Now readies, come set, glove at the belt. 2-1, kicks and deals. Just a bit upstairs again. Three balls and one strike. Shepard needing to throw a strike here and keep the bases from being loaded for the top of the order in Bobo Landoli. Shepard checks the runners. The 3-1 pitch. Right at the knees. Called strike two. Great pitch there. Just caught the bottom of the zone. Three balls and two strikes now. Another full count. The third batter in a row with a full count. As now caught in a pickle. Showing the ball, trying to chase him back to second base. Bobbled. Now the tag applied at third base by Marr. The pitcher Shepard, rolling a bluff, stepped off the mound, charged the runner, caught between second and third base. That was Alec Ortiz. So he's picked off and the side is retired. Triton Dew will get a new set of downs when he comes up in the top of the third. The Colt 45 still up by a score of 2-0 after that pickle from Alec Ortiz. A great heads-up play from Tyler Shepard. As we hit the break, we'll head to the bottom of the second inning. The Colt 45 is up by a score of 2-0 tonight. Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be the left fielder, Tyler Zanizer, leading things off. Likens and Marr also due up. The Aggies caught in a pickle last inning. As first pitch swinging, a line shot right at the right fielder, came charging in for it. That was the right fielder due with a nice squeeze. One pitch, one out as Zanizer lines out to do out there in right field. To end the top of the second inning, there was runners on first and second. Shepard, the lefty, a roll and a bluff back to second base. Ortiz, with a huge lead, was caught kind of in between. So Shepard charges off the mound, chases him back to second base, made the throw to second base before Ortiz turned around 180 degrees and ran toward third, and then the second baseman Green made the throw down to third base where Marr was awaiting to apply the tag, and the tag was applied to Ortiz, and that was the way the side was retired. Now the 1-0 delivery to the right end hitting Likens misses low. One pitch outside and one pitch in the dirt makes the count. Two balls and no strikes here in this 2-0 bottom of the second with one out and nobody on. The outfield shaded a bit toward left. A ground ball toward the shortstop charging. Throws across the body to first in time for the out. A great play from the shortstop, Micah Cervantes. Moving to his right and then came around it, a little button hooker out. Charged it with the glove and then threw off balance across his body to first in time. And a great stretch from Ramirez, the first baseman, reaching all the way up the first baseline to keep his foot on the bag and corral it. The first pitch, swinging toward right center field, into a dive, goes past him all the way to the wall, around first, hitting second base, now to third, the relay, the throw to third is not in time, and a head first slide, Sam Marr has himself a three-bagger. I think everyone was fooled on that play, with the right fielder Dew diving for it. Everyone thought Dew came up with it, except for Marr, who motored around first, hit fifth gear, and kept on running around second base. Now another run for the Colt 45s is 90 feet away. The Colt 45s swinging early in this second inning. Now the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski will step up to the plate. Right-hand hitter. First pitch bounces off the glove of the catcher and goes up toward the pitcher, but not quite enough for Sam Marr over there at third base to charge down and try and score. Now the 1-0 delivery from Dominic Hernandez, the righty, kicks and deals the 1-0, fouled over the Aggie dugout. One ball and one strike. The top of the order here for the Colt 45, the second at-bat for Rogowski. He got a single his first time up, swing, and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher there. One ball and two strikes with two gone. Right-hand hitter, wide stance, slightly open. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Hernandez. Bounced at the plate. Great block from the catcher, Dyer. Kept it in front of him. Two balls and two strikes. With two gone. Hernandez gets a sign now out of the windup. Winds and deals the 2-2. Just a bit low. Charging down the third baseline was Marr, trying to mess with the pitcher, Hernandez. Took about 6 or 7 strides before returning to the bag. Now the payoff delivery with two outs and Marr on third. Rogowski, check swing. No on the appeal. And Rogowski will take first base on the free pass, which is the first free pass issued by Dominic Hernandez. Now Adam Reyes will step in the box. He singled and stole a base his last time up before coming around to score on that 2 RBI single from Dylan Green. Runners at the corners with two outs. Here's the first pitch to Adam Reyes. It's a ground ball toward the third baseman, who gloves and throws it across a bit high, but the first baseman Ramirez climbing the ladder gets his foot on the bag in time. Great play by Castillo to retire the side and help Hernandez escape the jam. 1245 is a hit and a couple of men left. It's 2-0 after two as we head to the top of the third. Tonight's Reading 1245's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Reeves Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to free wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Taggerfield in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. Triton Dew leading things off. He had a full count before Ortiz was caught in the rundown between second and third base. Little pickle for Ortiz as the left-hand throwing Shepherd delivers this pitch way up and away out of the zone. Just a bit upstairs for ball one. Southpaw comes set off that third base side. Here's a 1-0. A line shot, little flare toward Dylan Green, plays it on a hop, gloves, flips to first to McGuire Smith in time. Dylan Green showing off the footwork, shuffling to his left. There's a little flare headed toward him. Ended up cutting away from him, but he moved to his left, got in front of it, and handled on a hop before a little sidearm throw on over to McGuire Smith at first base, and that will bring up the top of the order in Bobo Landoli for the Aggies. One out, nobody on. The Colt 45 is up by a score of 2-0. First pitch at the knees, a called strike one. Just caught the outside corner. Great pitch there from Shepherd. The third baseman, Marr, even with the bag at third, watching for that bunt from the left-hand hitting Landoli. Here's the 0-1. Bounced it in there. 1-1 now. As Shepherd will climb up the back of the hill, rub up the baseball. Now peers in at Zania's catcher. Shepherd comes set glove at the belt. The 1-1. So, little grounder toward Green at second base. Bobbled. Now recovers. Throws to first. In time for the out. Green getting a little ahead of himself. Dropped it right out of his glove and then quickly picked up the ball off the dirt and flicked it to first in time. Great recovery there from Green on what would have been a bad error. And now quickly two gone. After a back-to-back ground out to second base, Landoli now has grounded out to second base twice tonight. Here's Micah Cervantes, left-handed hitter. He's going to catch that one on the shoulder. And he will take first base after that hit by pitch. A free 90 feet, but a very painful 90 feet for Cervantes. As right-hand hitting Cody Hartke will step into the box. Tonight's beer batter, which if he strikes out, discounted beer for all the fans 21 and over present here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Swing and a miss, throw down to first base on the back pick. Not in time, Zanny. Trying to catch Cervantes sleeping. Didn't quite work. It's a soft breeze starting to pick up here, blowing from left to right field as shadows have now covered most of the field. Quick throw on over to first base, not in time. Diving back is Cervantes. No balls and one strike. The lefty Shepherd comes set now. Swing and a miss for strike two. Hartke way behind on that pitch. High octane got blown by him. No balls and two strikes. And on-plate umpire is going to grant time to the batter, Hartke. Playing left field tonight, he struck out swinging his last time up. Squire Smith holding on Cervantes at first. Cervantes with dirt all over the front of his uniform. For the stolen base earlier, pitch way outside. One ball and two strikes. Now the southpaw peering in, shakes off Zanny a couple of times. Comes set on that third base side. Now kicks and deals 1-2. Ground ball up the third baseline. Marr charging gloves, throws off balance to first. While falling down, goes wide and toward the Aggie dugout. So both Aggie runners will be awarded a couple of extra bases. Marr, instead of just eating it, decided to throw down to first base. And it was on the home plate side of the first base bag instead of right on the money. And now runners at second and third. With two outs on that E5. Now Zachary Armenta will step into the box. He struck out swing his last time up. Left-hand hitter. The infield playing back. This top of the third. Fastball in the inner half. Just off the inner half, actually. For ball one. The breeze swirling out there from left field. A little cross breeze left-right, but also blowing in toward the batter. Here's the 1-0. At the knees on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. With two gone, Colt 45 is up by a score of 2-0 in this top of the third. The 1-1 delivery from the southpaw Shepherd is fouled off of Zanny, the catcher. One ball and two strikes. Shepherd peers in at Zanny. Gets a sign. Runners at second and third. A single would tie the ball game. The 1-2 delivery from Shepherd. This is high. 2 and 2 now. After that pitch was way upstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The Colt 45s up by a score of 2 to nothing here in this top of the third. Shepard trying to get out of the jam. He's going to step off and take a breather. Now gets ready again. He's going to toss out the baseball. The first base umpire, that is Dan Boutwell, told him to toss it out after it looked like some sort of substance might have been used on it, whether it was sweat or just stirred off his pants or something. So I'll have to toss that baseball out. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Shepard with a new baseball now comes set. The 2-2 delivery with 2 on. Foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Left-hand hitter Zachary Armenta battling. He's 0 for 1 tonight with a swinging strikeout. Cervantes third, and Hartke at second after the E5 and also the hit-by-pitch. The 2-2 delivery from Shepard. Swing and a miss. Getting out of the jam via the strikeout is Tyler Shepard as he struts off the mound. We're through 2.5. The Colt 45s are up by a score of 2-0 as we head to the home half of the third. Tonight's Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I see its potential.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back street?
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jake Green. It's great to have you with us on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, online at KCNR1460.com. Due up for the 45s is Mora Smith and Green, as Mora takes a first pitch outside for ball one. The wind picking up here as the sun descends. Fastball in the outer half. 1-1 now. On what's turned out to be a beautiful night for baseball. Again, a few degrees cooler than last night's contest. Now the 1-1 delivery from Dominic Hernandez. Line shot down the third baseline. It's headed for the corner around first. Is Mora and cruising into second with a head first slide. And Mora has himself a leadoff double. It was played back in by the left fielder Hartke as quick as possible. He had to go handle it out there near the Colt 45 bullpen. But there's a little bit of movement. Now McGuire Smith will step up to the plate as third base coach Eric Winchester collects the gear from Andrew Mora. Eric Winchester, of course, last year pitched for the 45s. He was their ace. If my memory's correct, I believe he went 8-0 and also had that no-hitter. Runner on second base for Smith, who takes a first pitch outside for ball one. Left-hand hitting Smith as Hernandez checks the runner. Well, Smith grabs this one to the right side. Bobbled momentarily, now flicks the first in time. 4-3 put out by the second baseman, Ortiz. But that moves Mora over to third. And there it is, what I talked about in the pregame show, a productive out. That'll bring up Dylan Green, the number 5 hitter. He had that 2 RBI single last time he was up. He's been busy over there tonight at second base. Wide stance, slightly open. Here's the first pitch from Hernandez. Swing and a miss for strike one. Got him to chase that one. The infield drawn in. 4-45, here's the 0-1 delivery on the outer half. Called strike two. Green laying off that pitch. Don't want to chase a breaking ball. Now the 0-2 from Hernandez is a ground ball up the third baseline. Bare hand play by Eric Winchester. Great play by the PO, or pitcher only, showing off the great defensive skills. And the count remains no balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch. But line shot right to the second baseman, Ortiz, who handles it and flicks the first in time. He's also been busy over there. Bounced right off the dirt in front of home plate. Ortiz flying up the first baseline, but my apologies. Green speedily moving up the first baseline. Ortiz really looking to run it back at third and flipped it on over to first in time for the out as Brandon Zanny will step up to the plate. It's the first pitch from Hernandez. Low and in for ball one. A leadoff double, and a couple of ground outs to second base as Zanny takes that pitch for ball two. The Colt 45s have an additional run 90 feet away, but two gone here as the Aggies trying to hold on to only the two-run deficit. Hernandez, a fastball on the other half, called strike one. 2-1 with two outs. The 2-1 delivery from Hernandez. Quick pitching Zanny here. Delivers a fastball right down Broadway. Two balls and two strikes to the right-hand hitting catcher. The 2-2 delivery from Hernandez working quick. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman Ortiz moving to his right. Fields and throws to first in time. And a trio of 4-3 putouts allows Hernandez to escape the leadoff double. The Colt 45s threaten, but they do not score. They leave one. It's 2-0 after three as we had two at the top of the fourth inning. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our mazes on. I hope the smoking man in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Singham Tantric. Like Sinker's guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs just so my arms aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes to make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, but I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Drop your eyes to the side and say I'm sorry.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Shepherd's night is done, and we have a new Colt 45 on in relief. It's a right-hand throwing, stirrup-rocking righty facing off against the Aggies. Is that ground ball down the third baseline is called fair to the surprise of many fans. It's Daniel Acedo on in relief. As a leadoff double for Alec Ortiz. Sam Marr diving for it. It was beyond his reach. It looked like it was in foul territory before it was past the third base bag. Now the leadoff man is aboard here in this top of the fourth inning. The first pitch showing bunt, pulling it back for ball one. Left hand hitting Aiden Ramirez. Grounds this one toward the second baseman Green. Fields and throws to first. But taking third base is Ortiz, who now has a couple of hits tonight. Ramirez is retired 4-3. Dylan Green's been busy over there at second base tonight. As Kyle Dyer, the catcher, will step into the box. Right hand hitter. Wide open stance. Corners drawn in for the 45s. Off the first base out of the rubber, the righty Sato delivers. Just off the plate outside for ball one. The 1-0 delivery from the righty. Fouled out of play down the first base side. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Both McGuire Smith at first base and right fielder Likens giving it a look, but not chasing after it. One ball, one strike as Acedo, the righty, comes set, glove up by his chest. Now kicks and deals the 1-1. It's going to come inside and plunk Kyle Dyer, who will take first base on the hit-by-pitch. The second hit batsman tonight for the Aggies. Runners at the corners now. And now the Colt 45s will surrender the run to get the double play on the infield as the right-hand hitting Matthew Castillo will step up to the plate. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Deep in the box, Zandy sets up inside. That pitch misses just a bit inside for ball one. Castillo's made a couple plays over there at third base tonight for the Aggies. Quick move on over to first, not in time. Diving back to the backside of the bag was Dyer. Runners at first and third. The Colt 45s up by a score of 2-0 here in this top of the fourth. Acedo rocking the old school black and white stirrups. Ground ball into no man's land. Green charging. Glove flip to first. On time to get the out. As a broken bat. 4-3 put out. The run scores. It's 2-1. Moving up to second base is Dyer. It was in the middle of no man's land. Right in between Acedo coming off the mound. McGuire Smith over there at first base. And then Green charging in from second base. Green handling it with his glove. And then as he moved toward first base, a little glove flip. Now there's a runner at second in this 2-1 ball game. That runner coming in to score, that was Ortiz. That was a leadoff double. So now a runner at second. Castillo retired 4-3, which has been the story of tonight. Now the right-hand hitting Triton Dew takes a first pitch called a strike. Runner on second with two gone here in this top of the fourth. Checking the runner at second base is Acedo. Yeah. Kicks and deals. called strike on the inside corner. No balls and two strikes with two gone. Triton Dew, the nine hitter. Here's the 0-2 delivery. It's going to come inside. That's going to hit Dew on the shoulder. Almost caught him in the face. His life probably just flashed before his eyes. He will take first base. He'll take his time walking down there. The second hit batsman for Acedo. Now the top of the order, Bobo Landoli will step up to the plate. Take a couple of practice swings. The infield playing behind the runners. No balls and no strikes. Acedo comes set off the first base side. First pitch. Hit toward left field. Should be playable. A trio of Colt 45s. It's the left fielder Zanizer calling off everyone, and he will squeeze it for out number three. The side is retired. The Aggies strand a pair, but they scratch one across. It's 2-1 after 3.5 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball as the sun has started to fully set and the clouds changing colors all around us. And what was bluebird skies previously with the breeze starting to pick up and it's cooling off here. Dropping down to a nice 90 degrees with a slight breeze. Perfect baseball weather as Tyler Zanizer will lead things off, facing off against Dominic Hernandez. Takes a called ball just off the plate outside. Zanizer, Likens, and Marr do up. Zanizer making that play last inning to get Acedo out of the inning as he fouls this one out of play toward the parking lot. That evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Tied him up in on the hands. One and two. Nobody out. Nobody on. The 1-2 delivery from Hernandez. Check swing. Appeal. Didn't go on the appeal. Two balls and two strikes. Well, check swing. It's a breaking pitch in on the hands. Decided to hold up. The 2-2 delivery from the righty Hernandez fouled at the plate. And the count remains two balls and two strikes. Now Hernandez with the new baseball. Kicks and deals a 2-2. As this one's fouled back out of play over the screen. And the count remains two balls and two strikes. Now the 2-2 delivery from Hernandez with nobody out. This is low as the count fills at three balls and two strikes. The payoff pitch with nobody out, nobody on. The line shot toward the second baseman, plays on a hop and flips to first in time. A great play from Ortiz moving to his left. The fourth straight 4-3 put out for the Aggies defense, dating back to last inning. Now Corey Likens will step up to the plate. Patrolling right field tonight. He grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. First pitch to him. This is inside for ball one. Here's a 1-0. This is away for ball two. 2-0 on the 45's right fielder. The 2-0 delivery from the righty Hernandez on the outside corner. Called strike one. It was dropped by the catcher, Kyle Dyer. Called a strike after it caught that outside edge. The 2-1 delivery is fouled off the plate. That evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Wyatt, the 13-year-old bat boy, showing off the hustle there, corralling that foul ball after it trickled away just a bit away from that infield dirt surrounding home plate. The 2-2 delivery, this is low as the count fills. Now on back-to-back batters. No movement out there in the Aggie pen. Here's the payoff pitch. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman again, who corrals it. That's Ortiz, and flips it to first in time. The fifth straight 4-3 putout. That will bring up Sam Marr, who tripled his last time up on the first pitch he saw. That was back in the bottom of the second inning. The first pitch from Hernandez out of the windup. It's grounded up the third baseline into foul territory where Eric Winchester, yet again showing off those defensive skills, handling that one barehanded. Great play by the PO for strike one. One's fouled back out of play over the screen. No balls and two strikes on the right-hand inning. Marr is going to take a breather, step out of the blocks, and go for a little walk. Now steps back in. Slightly open stance. The 0-2 delivery with two outs and nobody on. Foul back out of play again. And we'll run it back. Now Marr steps back into the box. Hernandez kicks and deals in the dirt. Great block from Kyle Dyer moving to his right, knocking that pitch down. 1-2 after that pitch in the dirt. Here in this bottom of the fourth, the 1-2 delivery with two outs and nobody on. Swing! And a miss. Got him to chase. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s go. 1-2-3 as we head to the fifth. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash, and they invite you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car. Again, that's at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Stop by today. You gotta fight! We'll be right back.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's Micah Cervantes, the shortstop for the Aggies, digging in from that left side as he takes a called strike one on the outer half. The third baseman, Marr, playing even with the bag at third. It's 2-1. The Colt 45 is on top here in this top of the fifth inning. Sato comes set, kicks and deals a fastball in the dirt to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Great job by Zanny to block it with the glove. Now a Sato. Glove at the belt. Brings it up now as he comes set off that first base side. The 1-1 delivery on the outside edge, but just a bit off the plate for ball two. Two balls and one strike on the left-hand hitting Cervantes. The shortstop, who has singled and been hit by a pitch tonight, he also has a couple of stolen bases. Check swing, fouls it, goes back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two. Nobody out and nobody on. A 2-2 delivery from Acedo. Just off the outer edge. For ball three, that will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Hard key on deck. Now the payoff delivery from Acedo. It's a fastball. Ring him up. Strike three called. Cervantes, you looking to buy anything? He says, no thanks. Just looking at his first strikeout for Daniel Acedo. And the first out of the frame here in this top of the fifth inning. One gone now for Cody Hartke, who's struck out and reached on an error. Right-handed hitter, open stance. The first pitch from the righty Acedo is on the inner half, called strike one. Hartke playing left field tonight. Made a couple of routine plays out there. Now the 0-1 delivery. The breaking ball inside corner, strike two. Great pitch there from Acedo. He's settled in thus far after the first couple of batters he faced. The 0-2 delivery with one out. Breaking ball just off the plate outside. The crowd thought he had strike three. Just didn't quite paint the black there. 1-2 with one out. Off the first base side. Sato kicks and deals a 1-2. Brushes Hartke back out of the way. Way inside on the right-handed hitter. Two balls and two strikes. Again, with one out, nobody on here in this 2-1 ball game. We're in the top of the fifth inning. The 2-2 pitch. It's a line shot down the left field line, but foul. Home run distance, but just a really loud foul ball. Off the netting out there beyond the wall. Hit about 325 feet. Over the wall out there in left field, but not quite fair enough for it to be a home run. The 2-2 pitch from Acedo with a new baseball. Misses away as the count fills again on the second batter of the inning. Back-to-back batters that the count has been full on. Now the payoff pitch with one out. Swing! And a miss. Hartke down on strikes. And that will bring up Zachary Armenta. for the Watsonville Aggies as the Colt 45 throw it around the horn. Two gone and nobody out. Zachary Armenta, the DH tonight, he struck out swinging twice. Looking to do something here for the Aggies. They're only down by one. Zanny sets up low and in. That one skips through all the way to the backstop for ball one. Seda will get a new baseball and rub it up a little bit, try and get a better grip on it. Now is there's now some action out there in the Aggie pen. One ball and no strikes. There's a 1-0. Check swing. He went around. 1-1. Fooled him on a breaking ball. Tried to hold up, but Armenta unable to. The outfield playing straight up for the left-hand hitter. And Armenta, who takes a ball just a bit low and outside to make the count. Two balls and one strike. Sato peering in at Zanny. Zanny gives him the sign. Now Sato comes set. The 2-1 delivery out of the windup. The line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. Armenta gets his first hit of the night. Nice line shot right up the middle and through. We'll bring up Alec Ortiz, who has singled and doubled tonight. So a triple and a home run short of the cycle. With a runner on first, McGuire Smith shifts on over to hold him on. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitting Alec Ortiz, rocking those bright pink batting gloves. Line shot down the left field side toward the Colt 45 pin and foul for a long strike one. Alec Ortiz last time doubled his last time up. No balls and one strike. Here at Tiger Field, as the lights have taken full effect in this top of the fifth inning, the pitch from Sato misses low and away. It's even up the count at one ball and one strike. And it has cooled off here. Again, a wonderful night for baseball. The outfield shaded a bit toward left. The 1-1. It's poked at. Sinking foul ball, but the center fielder Rogowski will come in and squeeze it for the out, and the side is retired. The Aggies threaten, but they do not score. They strand one. We're halfway through our ball game now. After 4.5, it's 2-1. The Colt 45s up by one. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us on a wonderful Saturday night edition. A line drive right back to the pitcher, Hernandez, who handles the hot shot from Rogowski, who lines out to the pitcher. And wake up Mr. Dominic Hernandez. That pitch came flying right back at him. He was on the front slope of the mound on his left leg and came right for his face. He was able to handle it cleanly as Reyes, the shortstop, takes that first pitch outside for ball one. Reyes has a single, a stolen base, and grounded out to third. Bottom of the fifth. Colt 45 is up by a score of 2-1. Reyes takes that next pitch on the outside corner, called strike one, evens up the count at 1-1. Pitch from Hernandez is a chopper toward the shortstop Cervantes, who fields and throws the first in time. Quickly two away. As Alex Mora steps up to the plate. Mora, his last time up, doubled. Before that, he struck out swinging. Donovan Kerr out of Menlo College is out there warming up for the Aggies. Hernandez winds and deals the left hand hitting. Mora delivers a ball just a bit low and away to the left hand hitting Mora. The infield playing a couple of steps back. The outfield playing straight up the 1-0 delivery. It's a fastball on the outer half to even up the count at 1-1. With two gone and nobody on, Dominic Hernandez has been cruising for the most part. 1-1. Foul tipped back to the screen. The count moves to 1-2. The only blemish on the scorecard for Hernandez was in that first inning with the Rogowski and Reyes single. And then a couple of strikeouts, but then Dylan Green got the best of him with that 2 RBI single. 1-2 now. On the Colt 45's DH, the 1-2 delivery is poked at a little flare toward the shortstop. Cervantes over his head and into left field for a base hit as Hartke, the left fielder, will play it back. Mora singles, and that'll bring up McGuire Smith, who's struck out swinging and grounded out tonight. Left-hand hitter, Smith, gets a first pitch ball in the dirt, blocked by Dyer. Great job by Dyer to keep it in front of him. Thought about throwing it down to first base, where Mora is being held on by Mr. Ramirez. Quick pickoff to him going over to first base, not in time. Diving back with the right hand was Mora. Dylan Green on deck. He's already got a pair of RBIs, and he has been busy over there at second base. The 1-0 delivery from Hernandez is off the runner, and called out on the play is Andrew Mora. So that's the way the inning ends. Unfortunately, the ground ball hit the runner, who was in fair territory. Tried to dodge it, but ended up catching his feet as we had two. The top of the sixth, the Colt 45s are on top by a score of 2-1. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash, corner of Market and Rigaway in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by, enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. Aiden Ramirez, Kyle Dyer, and Matthew Castillo do up for the Aggies. Acedo out there for his third inning of work. First pitch swinging, fouls this one back over the screen and toward the parking lot. No balls and one strike now. Is the 0-1 delivery with a new baseball for Acedo. Poked at toward left field. Left fielder moving in. Zanizer with the easy out. And Ramirez flies out. Zanizer with the put out. Now Kyle Dyer, the catcher, will step into the box. He's walked and been hit by a pitch tonight. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter. Right on right matchup here. First pitch swing grounds it toward the shortstop Reyes. Fields throws to first. Just a bit high, but McGuire Smith able to handle it. 6-3 put out. Quickly two away. We'll bring up Matthew Castillo, the third baseman. He'll step into the box. He's popped out and grounded out to the second baseman tonight, which, as I said previously, has kind of been a theme of the night. Both second basemen have been pretty busy over there. Taking this first pitch for a ball is Castillo. Now the 1-0 delivery from the righty Acedo. He's at the knees on the inside corner. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. One and one. With two gone. Waved at for strike two. Drew a swing and a miss. Way inside. Caught him off guard as the throwback from Zanny escapes the pitcher momentarily. Went all the way back over the mound. It was out of the reach of Acedo, and Dylan Green helped his teammate out. One ball, two strikes with two gone here in this top of the sixth inning. 1-2 delivery. Ring him up. Strike three called on the outside corner. Castillo gone a-looking. As we head to the bottom of the sixth inning, 445 is on top by a score of 2-1. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash, where they invite you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. They take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today at the corner of Eureka Way and Market in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here at KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. On in relief is Donovan Kerr, the right-hand pitcher out of Menlo College down in Atherton, California, down in the South Bay. First pitch to Dylan Green is popped up, but over the Aggie dugout on the first base side for strike one. Green, Zanny, and Zanizer due up. Green, right-hand hitter, facing off against the right-hand pitcher, Donovan Kerr. As this one sails all the way back to the screen. One ball and one strike. The Aggies down by one here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Zanny on deck and Zanizer in the hole. 1-1 count. Nobody on. The slight breeze blowing in from left field. The 1-1 delivery from the righty. It's a line shot toward left field. Should be playable. It's the center fielder Landoli, my apologies, with the out. And Green flies out on the line shot right toward the center fielder. Landoli moved over to make the out, make the catch, rather, as Brandon Zanny will substitute the plate. He's grounded out a couple of times tonight. The backstop tonight for the Colt 45s, a Simpson University product. First pitch on the inside corner. A call to strike one. The 0-1 delivery from the righty Kerr. It's a line shot towards center field. That will get down for a base hit. Playing it on a couple of hops is Landoli. A wide turn at first base is Zanny. But he'll stay at first base. We'll get a courtesy runner out there. Tyler Zanizer will step to the plate. Pinch running will be Mark Anthony Carroll, last night's shortstop. The courtesy runner for Zanny. As Zanizer will step into the box. Carroll takes his lead at first, being held on. Now pickoff attempt on over to first base, diving back in time. Ball's going to skip past the first baseman, but Carroll deciding to stay put. Didn't escape the first baseman Ramirez quite far enough. One out. The Aggies looking for two on the infield. They have the middle infielders shaded up the middle. First pitch, misses Hine inside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Now Kerr checks the runner at first. The 1-0 delivery, runner not going, is a breaking ball inside. Carroll taking a few strides, acting like he was going to steal, but then retraced his steps pretty quickly. The 2-0 delivery. This is way upstairs. Almost drawing a back pick there was the pinch runner Carroll. But Kyle Dyer, the catcher, thought better of it. Three balls, no strikes. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM 96.5 FM. We're online at KCNR1460.com. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us as Zanizer gets the four-pitch walk after that pitch missed inside just a tad. I'll bring up Corey Likens with one out. Runners on first and second. The Aggies still looking for two on the infield. The first baseman, Ramirez, playing in on the rim of the infield grass as the right-hand hitting Likens takes a called strike on the outer corner. Oh and one. Kerr checks the runner at second. Now kicks and deals the 0-1. Breaking ball right at the belt for strike two. Corner infielders playing just about even with the bags. Now the first baseman Ramirez playing behind the runner at first. The third baseman Castillo even with the bag at third. Now Kerr is going to step off the rubber. Take a quick breather. No balls and two strikes is one out. Right on right matchup here with Likens facing off against Kerr. The 0-2 delivery is a breaking ball just a bit inside. One ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2 delivery from the righty Kerr as he checks the runner back at second. That's Carroll. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop Cervantes. Charges, flips to second for one. The relay to first. Not quite in time. Safe at first base is Likens. He reaches on the fielder's choice. And moving on over to third base is Carroll, who was the courtesy runner for Zanny. And now the nine hitter, Sam Marr, will step into the plate. He's one for two. He had that triple in his first at bat of the ball game in the bottom of the second. Runners at the corners with two gone. The infield returns to normal depth with the first baseman Ramirez holding on the runner at first. First pitch misses way inside for ball one. The runner at first, Likens, is trying to draw a back pick down there so that the runner on third, Carroll, could break for home and try and get a easy run across. The 1-0 pitch is just a bit inside. Almost drew a swing from Marr. It's a hard breaking ball, 12-6 curve that wasn't quite enough to fool Mr. Marr. Two balls and no strikes for the right-hand hitting Marr. Check swing, fouled off the plate. 2-1 now. Dyer was set up inside for that. Ended up being right up by the belt, and then a check swing from Marr fouled off the plate. Two balls and one strike. With two gone, runners at the corners. The 2-1 delivery from the righty Kerr. Swing and a miss for strike two. Huge wave and a miss there from the righty Marr. On deck is the leadoff man, Rogowski. Marr steps back into the box. An even stance from that right side. Runners take their leads from first and third. The 2-2 pitch from Kerr. Bounced in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Dyer, and he'll look both runners back as the count fills to three balls and two strikes. Some action out there in the Colt 45 bullpen. Runners will be breaking with the 3-2 pitch and two gone. Breaking ball misses away. And the bases will fill for the leadoff man, Trayon Rogowski. The free pass issued, the second one of the inning for Donovan Kerr. And now the head coach of the Aggies will go out to the mound and figure out exactly what they want to do here, a whole infield meeting. Just a recap. A flyout from Green then a single, a fielder's choice with runners at the corners before the a walk and then a fielder's choice, rather, put runners at the corners. And then another walk has loaded the bases for the Colt 45s in a 2-1 ball game here in the bottom of the sixth inning with two gone. Now the meeting on the mound has concluded. The runners will return to their respective bases and the Aggies will return to their respective positions as the Jeopardy theme plays on the loudspeakers here over the PA system. Trajan Rogowski stepping into the box on the right side. He's lined out, walked, and singled tonight. First pitch from Kerr, down in the zone. For ball one. The 1-0 pitch to the center fielder. This is up and in. For ball two. Two balls and no strikes with the bases loaded. Next pitch misses just a bit inside. 3-0. Rogowski working the count. Donovan Kerr trying to get out of the jam. The 3-0 delivery right down Broadway called strike one. Here in the home half of the sixth. The infield playing back behind the runners. The 3-1 delivery is a breaking ball just a bit inside, and that will walk in a run. All the runners move up 90 feet as the bases remain loaded. The third walk issued by Kerr. Bring up Adam Reyes, who's grounded out twice, singled and stole a bag tonight. Now a 3-1 ball game here in this bottom of the sixth. Dominic Hernandez went five. He gave up six hits, two runs both earned. He walked one and struck out three as Curry delivers a fastball off the plate. For ball one. Kerr trying to settle down and just get back in the dugout. The 1-0 delivery misses inside. Reyes turning out of the way of it. As Micah Cervantes will come in from shortstop, have a quick word with his pitcher. Now returns back to his position. 2-0 with two outs and the bases loaded. The 2-0 delivery from the righty Kerr misses low. And Kerr just cannot seem to find the strike zone. Just looking to get the final out of the inning and escape the jam with minimal damage. The 3-0 delivery misses high and Reyes gets a four-pitch walk. As everyone moves up 90 feet again, coming in to score is Likens. Mars now at third, Rogowski at second, and Reyes at first base. So some speed on the bases for Andrew Mora, who has singled, doubled, and struck out tonight. Left-handed hitter. The DH tonight, he was the first baseman last night. The first baseman out of Lamora, California and Reedley College. Standing at 6'4 from that left side. Pokes this one toward left field. It's sinking. Fair! One runner has come to score. Around third coming into score and easing into second base with a stand-up double is Mora. Marr and Rogowski coming into score. Reyes moves up to third base and cruising into second base with the RBI double is Mora. And now McGuire Smith at the plate, the ninth batter of the inning for the Colt 45s. It's now a 6-1 contest. Donovan Kerr, again, just trying to be done with the inning. The pitch from Kerr is a breaking ball on the outside corner called strike one. McGuire Smith has grounded out and struck out swinging tonight. He did have that what would have been an RBI, a possible RBI single into right field, but the ground ball hit the runner. So batter interference on Andrew Mora. That was last inning. He takes a swing and a miss for strike two. Way out in front of that pitch. Now the 0-2 delivery from Donovan Kerr. Swing and a miss in the dirt. And McGuire Smith down on strikes again. The Colt 45 score four, but they strand a pair. We're 3-6 here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Tonight's Redding Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Redding, California. So new pitcher on in relief of Daniel Acedo, who also went three innings, along with, my apologies, following in the footsteps of Shepard, the starting pitcher tonight for the Colt 45s. He gave up a couple of hits and one run. With a couple of hits batting and a walk, but he also struck out three Aggies himself, as Triton Du, Bobo Landoli, and Micah Cervantes are due up. Triton Du, right-hand hitter, facing off against right-hand throwing number 18, Colt 45, whom I do not have a name for, so my apologies. As soon as I get that information, I will relay it over the airwaves. Here's a 1-0 pitch. To the right-hand hitting Due, sails above Zanny's reach and all the way back to the screen for ball two. Two and oh now. With nobody out, nobody on. The Colt 45's working a 5-run lead. It's 6-1 after the 4 runs of insurance. Here's a 2-0 delivery from the right-hander. Just a bit below the knees for ball three. 3-0 now. The right-hand hitting right fielder, Triton Du. The 3-0 pitch. Just a bit inside, and a 4-pitch walk issued to lead things off. We'll bring up the top of the order.
Better late than never.
As Triton Du takes his free 90 feet.
In the batter's box, center fielder number 5, Bobo Landoli.
Now Bobo Landoli, the top of the order, will step into the box. The wind has started to pick up here at Tiger Field. First pitch is way up out of the zone. A 1-0 count now on Landoli. Now the righty kicks and deals a 1-0. This is low in the dirt for ball two. Six straight balls thrown by the Colt 45's relief pitcher. Here in this top of the seventh inning. The wind kind of swirling from left field down third base and back behind home plate. This next pitch in the dirt. 3-0. Now with the new baseball. Righty climbs back up the hill off that first base side. Now Zaney relays the signs. Sets up away the 3-0 pitch from the right-hander. He's on the outside corner at the belt. Called strike one. Landoli thought he had the free pass. He was about two steps toward first base. Now a 3-1 count on the left-hand hitting Landoli. The 3-1 pitch. Bounced it over the screen and toward the crowd. Now the runners will move up after back-to-back walks. Runners at first and second. The Colt 45's pitching coach is going to go out to the mound and talk things over. Make sure everything's all right. Talk things over with his pitcher. Here in this 6-1 ball game, it's the top of the seventh. The wind picking up as well, blowing in from left field, but also blowing out from back behind home plate. We'll see how that affects things as we progress in this ball game. Just now approaching about the 2-hour mark. Colt 45's up by a score of 6-1. Now the home plate umpire Challen goes out to break up the meeting at the mound between the pitching coach, the pitcher, and Zaney, the catcher.
Shortstop number two, Micah Cervantes.
As Micah Cervantes will step up to the plate. Looking to use these couple of walks to the Aggies' advantage. Digging in from that left side. Cervantes gets the first pitch on the outer half. Called strike one. Cervantes on the night has a couple of stolen bases. He's singled, been hit by a pitch, and struck out looking his last time up. Here's the 0-1 delivery from the righty. Just a bit low. 1-1. The 1-1 delivery from the righty to the lefty misses low. 2-1. Cowan getting some complaints from the crowd here at Tiger Field. Some pitches just a bit out of the zone. Now the 2-1 pitch from the righty. It's a line shot. It's a fly ball. Should be playable for the center fielder. He'll squeeze it. Rogowski quickly relays it back to the infield for the out. Rogowski settling underneath it. The Colt 45's got one out now. As Cody Hartke will step up to the plate. He's reached on the error and K'd twice. Both swinging. Step into the box on the right side. As the righty comes set. Colt 45 is looking for two on the infield. First pitch catches the upper part of the zone for a called strike one. No balls and one strike with one out. Colt 45 shifted the right-hand hitting Hartke to pull. The 0-1 pitch. Reared back to a fastball on the outside corner for strike two. And Harkey's going to go for a little walk. Yeah.
No balls and two strikes with one out. The righty comes set out of the stretch with the runners on. The infield playing behind the runners. Shaded up the middle. The 0-2 pitch. Bounce in front of the plate. Blocked by Zanny. Kept it in front of him. Great job by the backstop, Brandon Zanny. Dylan Green, the second baseman, shaded up the middle. With a shortstop and third baseman Reyes and Marr, respectively. Shifted the right-hand hitting Hartke just a couple of steps to pull. The 1-2 pitch. The line shot over the leaping Marr and into the left field corner. Around third, coming in to score is due. Into third base and into second base with a stand-up double is Cody Hartke. Up to third was Landoli. The throw coming in from the Colt 45's left fielder Zanizer was not in time. An RBI double for Cody Hartke. Now a 6-2 ball game. Things getting a little bit more interesting than head coach of the 45's Bob Anderson likely wanted. Now Zachary Armenta will step up to the plate. He's K'd twice and singled tonight. Colt 45's will bring the corners in. Runners at second and third. The first pitch is upstairs for ball one. A 1-0 count with one out. We've now hit the 2-hour mark of this ball game here in the top of the seventh inning. The 1-0 pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Zanny. Handled the short hop. A 2-0 count on the designated hitter. Left-handed hitter. So righty comes set. Now the 2-0 pitch. Foul tipped into the glove of Zanny, but he dropped it. Ricocheted off of his glove. Right off that catcher's mitt. 2-1 with one out. The wind's still swirling here at Tiger Field, which has made for a fantastic bit of weather here on the Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. The 2-1 pitch. It's a line shot into center field for a base hit. Coming in to score is Landoli holding at third after the throw in comes on a hop from Rogowski. A great relay from Rogowski to keep the runners at the corners. It's now 6-3. Up to third was Hartke and an RBI single for Armenta. We'll bring Alec Ortiz to the plate, who is single, doubled, and flown out tonight. Now suddenly the tying run at the plate with only one out, but there is a double play in order, so Reyes and Green are shaded up the middle, looking to get a double play and get out of the inning. Wide open stance for Ortiz, rocking those bright pink batting gloves with the bright pink tape on the bat. He takes a called strike in the top of the zone. An 0-1 count on the Aggies' second baseman. Right on right matchup. McGuire Smith holding on the runner at first. That's Armenta. The 0-1 delivery. Bounced in the dirt, blocked by Zanny again. 1-1. Runners at the corners. Colt 45 is looking to get out of the jam and head to the dugout with a 3-run lead. This pitch misses low in the dirt. 2-1. There's a lefty up in the pen for the Aggies. Number 3, Cameron Miramontes, who pitched last night. Now the 2-1 pitch from the righty. It's a slap shot down the first base side. Foul. Two balls and two strikes with one out. Now the 2-2 pitch from the righty with the runners at the corners. Just off the plate outside. Looked like it was at the knees, but just a bit off the plate. The count fills at 3-2. Now the payoff pitch with one out. On the inside corner, ring him up. Strike 3 called. Freezes Ortiz, and that is out number 2. And Ortiz thought he had to walk. He was headed for first base. Took off the gear and everything, but some of his teammates and some of the crowd had to remind him that he was called out. Great pitch there from the righty for the Colt 45s. Right on the inside corner. I'll bring up Aiden Ramirez, the first baseman. He's 0 for 3 tonight with a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout. He takes a called strike on the outer half. 0-1. Runners at the corners with 2 outs as the infield returns to normal depth, the outfield playing straight up for the left-hand hitting Aiden Ramirez. Now the 0-1 pitch from the righty. Swing and a miss for strike 2. Got him to wave at it. Was way out in front on it. No balls and 2 strikes. Righty for the Colt 45s trying to escape the jam. He's only given up 2 runs trying to keep it that way. The 0-2 pitch with 2 outs and runners at the corners. Foul tipped. Zanny couldn't quite hold on to it, and the count remains no balls and 2 strikes. Now with a new baseball. No balls, 2 strikes. Runners at the corners. McGuire Smith holding on. The runner at first, that's Armenta. The 0-2 pitch. Taking second base is Armenta. A little bit of a deke, and then ended up running. Zanny trying to corral the pitch that was way inside. Ducking out of the way was the batter, Ramirez. Ball 1 on the batter. Ramirez accidentally getting in the way a little bit. Now the 1-2 pitch from the righty. Poked at into center field for a base hit. Rogowski charging in. Throwing up the stop sign is the third base coach. Throw coming in on a hop and kept in front of it was Zanny. Great throw from Rogowski and an even better block from Zanny to keep it in front of him. The stop sign being held up by the third base coach. It's now 6-4. Runners at the corners as Hartke comes in to score. Armenta was at second base. He's now up to third. And with the RBI single, is Aiden Ramirez. We'll bring up the catcher, Kyle Dyer. Is again the wind taking up here at Tiger Field. Blowing out now. Strike delivered there from the righty. There's the 0-1 pitch. The right hand hitting Kyle Dyer. Check swing. Upfield to first. They say he went. Now no balls and 2 strikes to the right hand hitting catcher. In this 6-4 ball game, you're in the top of the 7th. Check swing. Strike 3 called. And the side is retired. The Aggies scratch 3 across at 6-4. And it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. The 45s escaped the jam with minimal damage. Tonight's Redding Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick Clean Car Wash, the corner of Market, and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Dylan Green leading things off here for the Colt 45s, facing off against Donovan Kerr in his second inning of work. Now the pitch from Kerr to right end hitting Green. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. My apologies. No balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch from the righty Kerr. Breaking ball foul tipped back to the screen. The count means no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, nobody out, and nobody on here in the 6-4 bottom of the seventh ball game. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball off the shoulder blades of Green, who was turning out of the way. And he will get the 390 feet. That will bring up Brandon Vanney. Right-handed hitter. After it caromed off of Green's shoulder, it also hit the hand of the catcher, Kyle Dyer. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. Green takes his lead from first. Breaking ball in the inner half. Called strike one. Ramirez holding on Green at first. Now the 0-1 pitch. This is low and in. One ball and one strike. Breeze picking up, cooling things off here at Tiger Field. The 1-1 pitch, runner going. Wave and a miss, throw it down to second base. Not in time. Green in easily with the stolen base. Dylan Green's first stolen base for the Colt 45s. He had 6 in 40 games back at Folsom College. Now he's in scoring position. A 1-2 count on Zanny after the swing and a miss. Kerr checks the runner back at second. A 1-2 pitch bounced. Blocked by the catcher. Kicks away toward the on-deck circle. And Green will take third base on the passed ball. Two balls and two strikes on the 45's catcher. Waves of wood back and forth. Infield playing in the pole. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Zanny down on strikes. Chase that one out of the zone. A couple of K's now for Donovan Kerr. Now the infield playing in with a runner at third and one out. Pitch from Kerr is a breaking ball. Misses way up and in to Tyler Zanizer, who's walked, lined out, and grounded out tonight. Now Kerr comes set. The 1-0 pitch. The outer half, right at the knees. Called strike one. That will even up the count at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch from Kerr. Foul back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. Green over there at third base. One ball, two strikes with one out. The infield in. The 1-2 pitch from Donovan Kerr. Bounce in front of the plate, blocked by Dyer. Keeps it in front of him. 2-2. Dribbled a little bit up the first baseline, but not far enough for anything to happen as far as Dylan Green at third base was concerned. The infield playing on the rim of the infield grass. Two balls and two strikes. Kerr comes set, now kicks and deals a 2-2. Grounded up the middle, a little chopper. Pass Cervantes, trotting in to score is Green. A wide turn at first base. And Zanizer will stay there. He has himself an RBI single, and it's a 7-4 ball game. The Colt 45s get one run back after Dylan Green led off with that hit-by-pitch, then stole second. So some great base running from Dylan Green led to one run. It's coming back for the Colt 45s. This one's hit. Toward right field. Right fielder giving chase should be playable. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number two. A loud and high out from Corey Likens, who had just stepped into the box from that left side.
And let's hear it one more time for Rebecca Wyatt.
My apologies, the right side. He hit it the other way. Opposite field and just got a little underneath it. Two gone. Runner on first. That is Tyler Zanizer, the left fielder. So right in hitting Sam Marr will step to the plate. Runner going. And Dyer lost the ball momentarily. Didn't make the throw down to second base. And into second base with a stolen base is Zanizer. A head first slide. A few stolen bases tonight here for the Colt 45s, a 1-0 count on the right-hand hitting Marr, who has walked, struck out swinging, and tripled tonight. The 1-0 from the righty Donovan Kerr. This is low and away. Donovan Kerr in his second inning of work on in relief of Dominic Hernandez, who went 5, gave up 6 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. Now the 2-0 pitch from the righty Kerr. Popped up toward the first base dugout. The first baseman hustling over. Ramirez will squeeze it in front of the Aggie dugout for the third out. And Marr pops out. A great play there from Ramirez. Aiden Ramirez hustling over from where he was playing at first base. And the side is retired as we head to the top of the eighth inning. The Colt 45s on top by a score of 7-4. Tonight's running Colt 45s. Game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. This is Matt Henry out of Lassen College on in relief for the Colt 45s here for this eighth inning. So he kicks and deals off that third base side and hits the batter. It brushed Matthew Castillo, apparently. And Castillo will take first base. Bring up the nine hitter Triton Dew. The leadoff man is aboard for the Aggies. Wiresmith holding on the run at first, showing bunt, but pulling it back. Doesn't matter. Called strike one on Dew, the right handed hitter. Oh and one. Pitch catches the inside corner. Called strike two. The Colt 45s have the middle infielders Reyes and Green shaded up the middle. Looking to turn the double play. Quickly get the twin killing. 0-2 pitch. Check swing on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Triton Dew is retired. They'll bring up the top of the order in Bobo Landoli. Runner on first with one gone. That wind's still blowing here at Tagger Field. Cooling things off. Left-handed hitter now in Landoli, who's grounded out twice, flowed out, and walked. It was last time up. He would later come around to score. He takes a first pitch ball on the inside. 1-0 count. It's the righty. Matt Henry checks the runner. Now comes set off that third base side. Kitchen deals. Line shot into center field for a base hit. A wide turn at second base, but holding there is the lead runner, Castillo, as Rogowski plays it back in. A single from Landoli. We'll bring up Micah Cervantes, who has singled, stolen a base, been hit by a batter, struck out, and flown out tonight. Left-handed hitter. Runners on first and second. With the wind blowing in from left center field. The infield shifted a bit to pull on the left-hand hitting Cervantes. Reyes holding on the runner at second base. That's Castillo. Here's the pitch from the righty. Henry on the outside corner. Called strike one. Again, the tying run at the plate with one out for the Watsonville Aggies. Here on a wonderful night in Redding, California. The pitch from Henry catches the top of the zone. A called strike two. Great pitch there from Matt Henry. Now the 0-2 pitch from the righty Henry to the left-hand hitting Cervantes. Poked out, a line shot toward Reyes. Reyes handles on the hop, puts the second for one. Relay to first, in time for the out. 6-4-3, the Colt 45s turn it and get out of the jam. Reyes diving to his left, handled it on a hop, flipped it to Dylan Green on the bag at second. 6-4-3, and the side is retired as we head to the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45 is on top by a score of 7-4. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Cruise Redding, California. It's Trajan Rogowski leading things off, the center fielder. He's singled, walked, lined out tonight, facing off against Donovan Kerr on for his third inning of work. First pitch is in the dirt, low and away for ball one. It's 1-0 count as the righty Kerr comes set. Now kicks and deals. Fouled out of play toward the parking lot of the Aggie dugout. One ball and one strike. Kerr comes set after getting a sign from Dyer, who sets up in the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses wide. 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. This is low again in the dirt for ball three. Seven to four ball game here in this bottom of the eighth inning. The outfield shaded toward left. Now the pitch from Donovan Kerr. It's a ground ball toward the 6-5 hole, fielded by Cervantes. Throws off his back foot, but not in time. And Rogowski has himself an infield single. Great effort by Cervantes there, moving to his right. Fielded it on the backhand into a slide, but just couldn't get up in time and make the throw across. Now Adam Reyes will step into the box. He's singled, grounded out twice, and walked tonight. He had that great diving play in the top of the eighth inning with a flip to second base to begin the double play that got Matt Henry out of the jam. He also has a stolen base tonight. First pitch is a foul ball for the Aggie bullpen for strike one. No one count with one out. The cross breeze picking up now from left to right field. The Aggies looking for two on the infield. Now no longer looking for two on the infield, rather, after Rogowski was awarded second base. Now the pitch from Kerr as he looks at Rogowski back at second. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Dyer, 1-1. with one out. The infield shifted to pull on the right-hand hitting Reyes. Now Kerr is going to step off. Take a deep breath. Now some miscommunication between the umpires. The scoreboard being incorrect said that there was one out, but there is in fact zero outs. Now the pitch from the righty Donovan Kerr. This is low for ball two. To a pitch just off the plate outside. 3-0. Now the 3-0 pitch to the right-hand hitting Reyes. Kerr kicks and deals, misses low. A little bit of a hesitation in his motion as he was checking the runner at second, and the second baseman, Alec Ortiz for the Aggies, was starting towards second base thinking there was going to be a pickoff attempt. And now Ken Nakagawa is going to go out to the mound and talk things over with his infield, buy the bullpen some time to get up and get warm after the walk issued. Runners at first and second with nobody out here in this bottom of the eighth inning. 7-4, the Colt 45s on top. Tonight in the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion is hosted by Umpqua Bank. They want to thank you for coming out to the ballgame and joining us as we cheer on the Colt 45s. Umpqua Bank is thrilled to be part of our community and to support the Reading Colt 45s. For business or personal banking needs, the Umpqua Bank crew would love to help you. Please stop by to visit them soon. Special thanks to Umpqua Bank and the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion. Andrew Mora will be facing off against the new relief pitcher for the Aggies. It's going to be Miramontes, who we saw last night. When we get back, right after these messages from Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Runners on first and second with nobody out. It's Andrew Mora facing off against Cameron Miramontes, who pitched an inning plus last night before he was ejected. Sidewinding southpaw, a left-hand pitcher, delivers a first pitch strike to the left-hand inning Andrew Mora, who is 3-for-4 tonight with a couple of doubles, a single, and a strikeout. The three batter. Miramontes coming in to face the heart of the order in this 7-4 ball game. The 0-1 delivery from the lefty in this left-on-left matchup. This is low in the dirt. Goes all the way back to the screen. The catcher Dyer can't find it, and Both runners are going to move up 90 feet. No double play in order now after the wild pitch. One ball and one strike. Mora recollects himself. Takes a couple practice swings. Now steps back into the box. One and one. Pitch from Miramontes is fouled back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. Noah Pang, last night's third baseman, was out there warming up in the bullpen for the Aggies. Should things get hairy here. The infield drawn in. The 1-2 pitch to left-hand inning Mora. Jammed him inside. Ground ball the first baseman. Gloves. It's going to throw home. Not in time. And everybody's going to be safe. Beating the throw was Rogowski. Got there in plenty of time. Ramirez, the first baseman, unable to get the throw there in time. Reyes moves to third and safe at first on the fielder's choice is Andrew Mora. It's now 8-4. For McGuire Smith, who is 0-3 tonight. He did have that ground ball that actually hit Andrew Mora at first base. It would have been his first hit of the day, of the night, rather. Runners at the corners. Miramontes pickoff attempt on him at first base, not in time. Miramontes last night was called for a balk. Then after being called for the balk, jawed a little bit with the home plate umpire, Anthony Ortiz, who's now the first base umpire tonight, and ended up getting tossed. Next pitch. This is just a bit up and in. For ball one. Another left-on-left matchup here with McGuire Smith facing off against Cameron Miramontes. 1-0 is going to come inside and plunk McGuire Smith. He'll be awarded first base. That will move Andrew Mora up. It's a hit batsman for Miramontes. Dylan Green now to the plate. With the bases juiced, the infield's still in. They have a force anywhere. They're going to likely go home, get the force there, and then go to first if anything's hit on the ground. Miramontes' first pitch misses wide for ball one. Green on the night started off the first inning with a 2-RBI single, then grounded out, flew out. Then last inning was hit by a pitch, stole a base, got to third on a pass ball, and then got home and came in to score. A 2-0 count as he takes his next pitch for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Miramontes shaking off his catcher Dyer. Now ready's come set. The infield playing in on the rim of the infield grass. The 2-0 pitch from the lefty Miramontes is fouled back to the screen. 2-1. On the right end hitting Dylan Green, tonight's second baseman for the Cool 45s. Also got the start out there at second base last night. 2-1. Green, wide open stance on that right side. Miramontes comes set the 2-1 pitch. It's a hard hit ball toward the right field corner. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Green around first. Trotting in to score is Reyes around third. It's going to score a pair. And Dylan Green with a 2-RBI double. He's got 4 RBIs on the night. Reyes trotted in to score, and then Mora motored around from second up to third was McGuire Smith, and Dylan Green has himself a two-bagger. Now Brandon Zanny will step up to the plate with a couple of runners in scoring position. The Colt 45s now in double digits after that 2-RBI double from Dylan Green. First pitch from Miramontes misses low for ball one. The infield back to normal depth. The 1-0 misses inside for ball two. Runners on second and third. That's McGuire Smith at third and Green at second. The 2-0 pitch from Miramontes. Line shot down the left field line. Fair! Coming to score is Smith. Around third, coming to score is Green. Motoring into second base with a stand-up double is Brandon Zanny. It's now 12-4. The Colt 45s have blown the game wide open. After back-to-back doubles from Green and Zanny, now Tyler Zanizer will step up to the plate after the courtesy runner Mark Anthony Carroll will replace Zanny at second base here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Now the right-hand hitting Zanizer, who singled, walked, grounded out, and lined out tonight. Pitch from Miramontes, swing, and a miss for strike one. Miramontes looking to be done with this eighth inning. See if the Aggies can do something in the top of the ninth. He delivers his next pitch way out of the zone, up and away. One ball and one strike, still with nobody out here in this bottom of the eighth. This one's fouled out of play over the Aggie dugout. 1-2 now. Miramontes with a deep breath. Now comes set. Checks the runner at second. Now the 1-2 delivery to the right hand hitting Zanizer. The breaking ball misses away. 2-2. Right hand hitting Zanizer. Waves the wood back and forth a couple of times. Now readies. The 2-2 pitch from the lefty Miramontes. Whirl. Throw back to second base. Not in time. Miramontes falling off the mound as he made the throw. Diving back in plenty of time was Mark Anthony Carroll. Diving back to that second base bag. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes with nobody out and a runner on second here in this bottom of the eighth. It's 12-4 ball game. Here's the pitch from Cameron Miramontes. Breaking ball. Swung on and hit into right field for a base hit around third. Coming to score is Carroll. A wide turn at first base, but holding there with the RBI is Tyler Zanizer. Now this game really has been blown wide open with the last 6 Colt 45s coming around to score. It's 13-4. Now Corey Likens up to the plate, but not before head coach Ken Nakagawa will walk out to the mound and I believe take the baseball from Cameron Miramontes. His night seems to be done as he does not record an out in this bottom of the eighth inning quite yet. They're talking things over here and seeing what they want to do. There's a runner on first, so the Aggies trying to get a double play. Miramontes will stay in the game. After Nakagawa now make his way back to the dugout. Runner on first. The inning started off with the leadoff man Rogowski. Single and then a walk. Then reaching on a fielder's choice was Mora. Then a hit batsman. Back-to-back double from Green and Zanny. And then Zanizer singled. Suddenly the Colt 45s have put 6 runs on the board here in this bottom of the eighth inning. It's 13-4. First pitch from Miramontes to the right-hand hitting Likens is way up and away for ball one. And the story of tonight for the Colt 45s, Dylan Green with 4 RBIs. And also some great defensive plays over there at second base. He was busy for most of the night. And we still have the top of the ninth to go. Here's the 1-0 pitch from the lefty Miramontes. Outside backpick down to first base. Not in time. Back in just the nick of time was Zanizer. 2-0 on Likens. Now the 2-0 pitch from the southpaw Miramontes. Is a line shot into left field for a base hit. And the line continues to move. Runners at first and second for the Colt 45s. That will be the ninth hitter, Sam Marr, the third baseman. Two of the runs that have scored in this inning have been charged to Donovan Kerr, as they were the two runners aboard that he allowed to get aboard. First pitch taken outside the zone by Marr. Now the 1-0 pitch from the southpaw Miramontes. The Aggies still looking for two on the infield, so this is low for ball two. Four, the Colt 45s are up. Miramontes checks the runners. Now the 2-0 pitch. This is wide for ball three. Marr will step out of the box and take a deep breath. 3-0 count. Everything to the advantage of Marr, apart from the wind blowing in from left center field. Another 3-0 pitch, misses up and away. 4-pitch walk issued to Marr. That'll bring up the top of the order, and the Colt 45s have officially batted around. The Trajan Rogowski up to the plate. He singled twice and walked twice and also lined out. Bottom of the eighth inning here, the base is loaded. Aggies bring the corners in. First pitch from Miramontes. Just a bit high for ball one. Next pitch from Miramontes. Misses low and away for ball two. Miramontes just unable to hit the zone. A 2-0 count now. As this one catches the outside corner at the knees, a call and strike one by the home plate umpire, Jason Cowan. Next pitch, called strike two at the knees. That low strike getting called now. A little bit of an expanded zone. Now the 2-2 pitch, a line shot through the left side for a base hit, coming in to score is Zanizer. And the bases are still loaded for the Colt 45s. Likens at third, Marr at second, and now Rogowski at first. Nakagawa is gonna change his pitcher out. It's now 14-4. The Colt 45s are up by 10. Reyes due up. He'll be taking on a new relief pitcher when we get back right after this message from tonight's Colt 45 sponsor of the game, Quick Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's Adam Reyes taking on Noah Peng, who was last night's starting third baseman and made a few great plays. I talked about it in the pregame show today. just some fantastic plays that he made look routine. He's now on in relief with the bases loaded for the Colt 45s, facing off against Adam Reyes, who has walked twice, singled, and stolen a bag, and also grounded out twice tonight. Reyes playing shortstop tonight. Cameron Miramontes did not record an out, so he goes. He did face a total of six batters. Pang delivers a strike on the inner half to the right end hitting Reyes. The 0-1 pitch misses inside. 1-1. The outfield shaded a bit toward left. The 1-1 pitch catches the outside corner. A called strike two to Adam Reyes, the shortstop. Now the 1-2 pitch. This is wide. Evens up the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's a 2-2 from Pang as a line shot toward the left fielder charging in. Off of his glove, can't corral it. And everyone's going to move up 90 feet to throw to third base. Not in time. Diving in safely. Head first was Marr. Coming in to score was Likens. Now 15-4. Now Andrew Mora to the plate. For that E7. Marr at third. Rogowski at second, and Reyes. This one's hit in the air toward right field, to the track, at the wall, off the wall. A couple of Colt 45s are going to come in to score, but having to hold up at first base. Now the throw back to first base. Retreating to first base on the long single after Reyes remained at second base. The Aggies almost nabbed Mora. The long single off the right field wall. Coming to score was Rogowski along with Marr. It's now 17-4 after the Aggies have become very unraveled here. It's a line shot all the way toward the Paint Mart's advertisement out there to the left of the 318, the 310 mark rather, where the wall juts out due to the lights out there. This next pitch is taken on the outside corner called strike two. Then the throw came in from the right fielder for the Aggies, Dew, and the first baseman Ramirez trying to put the tag on Mora, but Mora evading the tag about 15 feet off the bag at first base, slid in a little bit awkwardly back into the bag, but was in there safely. Now the 1-2 pitch from Pang, just off the plate. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. With nobody out, the 2-2 pitch misses low as the count fills to McGuire Smith, who's struck out twice, grounded out, and been hit by a pitch. The payoff delivery is fouled back over the screen, and we'll do it again. Three balls and two strikes. With nobody out and runners on first and second. The 3-2 pitch. Poked at toward left field. Should be playable. The left fielder giving chase right in front of the track. Will squeeze it for the out. And the runners retrace their steps. Finally an out recorded for the Aggies. Here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Now Dylan Green to the plate. His last time up, he had that 2 RBI double. He's got 4 RBIs on the night. Here's a pitch from Pang. Catches the bottom of the zone. A called strike one. And what was once a very close game of 2-1 3-1 and 2-0. This next pitch catches the inside corner, called strike two. The zone now expanding as it's 17-4. It's turned into a little bit of a barn burner here. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Pang. On the inside corner, ring him up, strike three called. The zone expanding due to the score here as Cowan, home plate umpire, calls that strike three. Now Brandon Zanny to the plate, a fellow Red Hawk of mine out of Simpson University. It's the first pitch from Noah Pang with two outs now, and runners on first and second. This is high from ball one. A 1-0 delivery from the righty Pang. It's a line shot toward the third baseman. Off the third base bag, trickles into foul territory. Everyone's going to stop at 90 feet. Now Zanny will get a courtesy runner in Mark Anthony Carroll. After the single, Reyes at third and Mora at second now. Threat went off the third base bag, past the diving Castillo. As Pang delivers a first pitch strike to the right end, hitting Tyler Zanizer, who singled twice, lined out, grounded out, and walked tonight. It's just next pitch missing for a ball. One ball and one strike. With two gone, the 1-1 is fouled out of play beyond the Aggie bullpen down there in right field. As the base runners retrace their steps after breaking on contact. Now the 1-2 pitch to the right-hand hitting Zanizer. Wide open stance from that right side. Dyer sets up in. This is away. 2-2. With two gone. Noah Pang on in relief of Miramontes, who didn't record an out. Colt 45s have blown this game wide open. It's 17-4 as the 2-2 pitch. Little chopper back to Pang, who leaps, handles it, tossed it to first in time for the 1-3 putout. As we head to the ninth, the Colt 45s up by a score of 17-4. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. They're up by a score of 17-4. Matt Henry out there for a second inning of work to close out this ball game. Facing off against the right-hand hitting Cody Hartke, who doubled his last time up. He's also reached on the error and K'd twice. Henry bounces this one in there for ball one, even if it's the count at one ball and one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch. The right hand throwing Matt Henry grazes the bottom of the zone, called strike two. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch from the righty Henry is fouled off the plate and back toward the screen. As the count remains, one ball and two strikes. Now with a new baseball, Henry back up on the hill, third base side. The infield playing straight up the outfield, hit a bit toward the right. Pitch from Henry on the inside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Another K added on for Matt Henry. That's his second looking strikeout on the night here in the second inning of work. As he now faces number 21 for the Watsonville Aggies, Robert Williams. Pinch hitting for Armenta. First pitch ball, now the 1-0 is fouled out of play toward the parking lot. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch just misses the top of the zone. 2-1 now. Henry kicks and deals the 2-1. A line shot toward left center field. Left fielder Zanheiser looking up, and it is gone. An absolute moonshot from Robert Williams. A pinch hit solo home run. Hit about halfway up on the netting, just to the left of the scoreboard above the Jack's Grill sign. And what a shot for the undecided outfielder Robert Williams. It's now 17-5. As Alec Ortiz will step into the box. Still with one out, nobody on. First pitch misses low and in. One oh count. Henry gets a sign from Zanny. Now comes set, winds and deals the 1-0. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery from Henry. It's a ground ball toward the third base and Marr handles it cleanly. Throws across the diamond to McGuire Smith on the bag in time. The throw is down the first baseline. McGuire Smith almost had to get in the way of the runner Ortiz, and he did a little bit, but Ortiz has retired 5-3, and now the Aggies down to their final out. We'll bring up a pinch hitter, batting left, right on left matchup for the Aggies. Here's a pitch from Henry, swing, and a miss. My apologies, Aiden Ramirez still in the game, not a pinch hitter. Ramirez is 1-for-4 tonight. Strikeout, flyout, groundout, and a single. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Henry. Poked at, a line shot over the leaping Marr and into left field for a base hit. The Aggies keeping the line moving. So they're now in double digits for their hits total tonight. And that will bring up Kyle Dyer, the catcher, who has walked, been hit by a pitch, grounded out, and struck out tonight. McGuire Smith holding on the runner at first. That's Ramirez. Pitch from Henry is in the dirt and a little bit wide of the plate. Zanny moving to his right to block it for ball one. One ball and no strikes. The infield still at normal depth. The 1-0 pitch from Henry is a breaking ball in the inner half. Called strike one. One ball and one strike. With two gone here in the top of the ninth inning, it's a 17-5 ball game. Colt 45's up by 12. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Top of the zone, right at the belt, called strike two, and now the Aggies down to their final strike here on this Saturday night. Dyer waves the wood back and forth, now readies. The 1-2 pitch from Henry is in the dirt, blocked by Zanny. Two balls and two strikes. Now Henry, peering in at Zanny. 2-2 count. Third base side, the 2-2 pitch from Matt Henry. On the inside corner at the knees, called strike three. And the ball game ends that way with a looking strikeout for the Watsonville Aggies. They strand 11. They score 5 on 10 hits. They had 1 error. For the Colt 45s, 17 runs on 15 hits, 1 error. They left 9. Colt 45s improved to 2-0 on the year. The winning pitcher was Tyler Shepard. The losing pitcher, Dominic Hernandez. No save in order for the Colt 45s. The final time of the game was 3 hours and 5 minutes. We'll see you back here tomorrow for the finale of this weekend series between the Colt 45s and the Watsonville Aggies. Back on at 7:15 tomorrow. Pre-game will start at 7:05. Special thanks to Carl and Linda Bott with KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and online at KCNR1460.com. Tonight's unofficial player of the game would be Dylan Green with 4 RBIs, a couple of hits, and then also 5 great plays out there in the field. Special thanks to my producer, Phil Churchill, back in the studio engineering things for us. This is Jacob Green, the voice of the Reading Colt 45, saying thanks for listening and drive safely. The final score from Taggart Field here in Reading, California is the Watsonville Aggies 5 and the Reading Colt 45s 17.
Laptop and the Russia stuff. To say, like, you guys were rolling. This is the third time you ran with a storyline for months. Push back on one, on two of them, and stoke the flames of the first. They were just totally wrong.
Yeah, I did not hear that either. I think they were, like, a little short on time, and she did, for her audience, which I understand, went after him about all, like, playing flashback clips of what he was reporting then and how wrong he was. But I get why she was doing that, but I almost wish she did that a little shorter and talked more about the book and the reporting in the book. But I didn't hear the Russia stuff either.
I just can't know why, because the biggest story, or the second biggest story in the book, first is the revelations. The second biggest story is who wrote it. And, like, really, the person that should have unmasked it wrote it. I mean, and the thing is, if he didn't write it, then it would have been a massive pushback. Not the truth, some conservative writer just is making stuff up to make Trump look good. But he writes it almost as a way to say we have to put to bed the Biden story by using a conservative, a liberal journalist to write it. So no one will say it's not true, because now everybody knows it's true.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Join us Father's Day weekend, June 14th and 15th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat Dad to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner also added four brand new and returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi,
makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Tony Busby, the lawyer, came out. He's got 120 names. He's like, I got so many celebrities I'm going to drop. I got huge. Then he went after Jay-Z, and that did not work out well for him. Jay-Z turned around and counterpunched him right in the mouth, and he dropped it. That guy's no longer allowed. He didn't realize he wasn't allowed to practice in New York, so he's gone. All these big names we thought the only big name we've heard is Michael B. Jordan. And that's not pretending any freak-offs. That's from when Cassie Ventura, the main witness here, and Diddy's ex-girlfriend, you know, when she was broken up with him, she took off and she got to meet Michael B. Jordan, and they started, you know, chit-chatting a little bit. That's the only name we've heard.
So that is Billy Bush weighing in on the Hollywood situation, which is the P. Diddy trial taking place in New York, which has been, it's going to go another week with the prosecution, then defense. And we're hearing about these freak-offs and these crazy things and the abuse of women. But is he going to be guilty? And what is he going to be guilty of? Are they overcharging? Are they organized in their prosecution? And what about this life? Tyrus joins us now, Fox Nation host, author of a book, Nuff Said, best-selling author, said, and host of Maintaining with Tyrus, which is on OutKick. Tyrus, great to see you.
Always a pleasure.
So, do you know who I'm interviewing today?
Me.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
He's a very good answer.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Suge Knight from prison.
You're going to talk to Suge Knight from prison?
So, I want to talk about this Diddy trial. And the fact that one thing did come out, surprised me, maybe not you, is that they were going to try to kill him. The word was that he was in a diner. And according to one of the women who claimed to be abused and seems to be authentic, she said they found out everything got dropped as soon as they found out that Suge Knight was eating in a diner. And they got about eight guys and guns and they went to a diner and he was gone. So he also has opinions and I guess they had this huge rivalry going on.
Well, those of us who were, I was bouncing clubs during that time and chasing football. So I had a few interactions with Suge back in the day. He wasn't as big as he thought he was. I'll leave it at that.
Right. But he tried to get to Snoop, right?
He tried to get to Snoop. I'll tell you one story.
Okay.
All right. We were in New Orleans and, Snoop was out there to support, concert. It was, me, him and his wife. And, it was just me as the bodyguard. And then we always had, a brother by the name of Al. He's about your height and you'd never see him unless you made a mistake. He was a decorated detective who was retired and working. So, everybody was there, and Snoop was making his rounds, saying hello to everybody, and lo and behold, Suge Knight showed up in the walkway of the arena.
Should we also say that Death Row Records signed Snoop and claimed to have discovered him?
Yeah, I think Snoop and Snoop was coming up, and he was, I think it was him and Warren G were young, and I think a lot of people want to take credit for discovering stuff. Bullying him, sure. Intimidating him, 1,000%. You know, Snoop was young. And I think, you know, between his experience, I mean, he's got a lot of wisdom now, but when you're young and trying to come up and basically starting with nothing, you probably sign a lot of contracts.
It's a rough crowd you deal with.
Yeah, it's a rough crowd. And, you know, Snoop is never that guy. He never was like that. He's always been very humble. Very family man oriented guy, so he didn't fit in with that lifestyle, so those it would be tough for him. But Suge was attempting to bully him and shake down, because there have been many stories about him shaking down artists, you know, Kate messing with Casey and JoJo, usually little guys.
Vanilla Ice too.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice, that story is well known. But on this day he tried to roll up on Snoop, and I just my job is to not allow that to happen. So I would not hit until I was given the okay. But I was in position to just walk right up on him face to face. Well, actually, chest to face. And
so you're that much bigger than him.
Yeah, he's like comes up to my nose maybe.
6'4".
And I was ready to do what I needed to do. And I'm not talking. That's not my job. Is just if you make a move. And he started. I assuming he came to talk to me about something with music, but all he could come up with was that he wanted to help and donate on the youth football team. And,
really?
Okay. Snoop said, "Nah, we're good." And then he was like, "Hey, can you do something with this guy?" And he's like, "No, he's got a mind of his own." So it was very cordial, respectful. And then him and his lackey, they went their way, and we went ours. And,
do you worry about guns after that? Because that's the great equalizer, right? I can't beat this guy, but I can shoot this guy.
I was not worried about guns because I knew Al was just hanging in the corner.
Gotcha.
And that would be the last mistake they made. You can't... when you're bodyguarding, if you're going to choose that, that path. If you're afraid of things like that, you really shouldn't.
Can't do it.
You can't do it. And you'll find out real quick if you have it or not. And there was some situations in Bodyguard with Snoop, like when we were in, I think it was, we were on a Russia tour, Croatia area, and a guy wanted to come into VIP, and he opened his jacket, and he had a 45, and I still wouldn't let him in. And I remember some guys in the band going, "What are you doing? You were going to get, you could have got shot. Like, you should have just let him in. You should have just let him in." And I was like, "What do you think my job is? Like, I'm, you know, besides me making jokes in the bus and stuff, but my, what do you think my job is?" Like, and they don't, sometimes you don't understand that. Most bodyguards never have to be in situations like that, but it's always there.
So let me ask you the mindset. Like, I like to get his opinion. Evidently, he said, "I don't even know we're rivals. I don't want to see him go to jail because of his kids." That's what he's quoted as saying on one of the other channels. But these guys seem to have a long rivalry.
Yeah, no, there was this thing in, I remember, I think it was, they were doing a thing with, Bobby Brown was doing, making a comeback, and I think he was signed with Ja Rule or something like that, and he was gonna do a video on the stage. All We Need Is a Stage, I think was the song, and they were gonna do it on Capitol Records in LA, and for a while, Suge had this thing where you had to pay a tax to shoot music videos in LA and stuff, and, Diddy was out there, and Diddy was actually trying to get into the club, but we had a no smoking rule in the VIP, and I wouldn't let him in. And I remember his people were like this, and I remember looking at him going, "Man, I don't." And my buddy was like, "Why don't you like him so much?" I said, "Because he's got baby teeth. Never trust a guy with baby teeth. He's got those little, he's got dolphin teeth, whatever you want to call it."
Really?
And yeah, I just didn't like him.
I didn't know that.
I didn't like him. And he kept like, "You know who I am, you know," and all that stuff. And I'm like, "I don't care." And his bodyguard wasn't big enough, so there was. I never had much use for him.
This behavior and his, I mean, while watching it, besides the applesauce on hamburgers, did you know how abhorrent what was going on over there?
No, because you just don't, when you don't involve yourself in those situations, you know, I would never allow, not that Snoop would ever want to be a part of anything like that, but I would never allow him to be in that situation, any one of my clients. We've been at, I remember Paris Hilton had a party at the Playboy Mansion or the Playboy thing, and we went, brought Snoop there. He was an invited guest, and it was Fonzworth and all these celebrities and stuff. And then around midnight, it started to get weird. A bunch of dudes in dressed up like Playboy bunnies started coming out. I looked at Snoop like, "You ready?" And he laughed. He said, "Let's go." So, I mean, it was always, like, I never allowed him to be in that situation, because I think bodyguards that come forward and tell, you had an opportunity there. You're still a man. You still know what the laws are. And if your client is doing something wrong, you being just going with it is just as bad. If you see a bad act, if your client is being horrible or physically abusive to women and you just stand there because of a job, shame on you. And so you have to consider a lot of the sources that are talking racketeering.
So should I not believe a lot? Should we all not believe a lot what we're reading?
I think you should consider the sources. I'm not, by no means am I taking up for Diddy at all. I personally despise the man. But I also think that when you have people who have shady pasts as well, are all willing to come forward, but they always kind of leave out their part in it, I think you have to take it with a grain of salt. I'm a little concerned because what the public is getting caught up with is apparently he was a horrible boyfriend. Horrible. I don't know if that's against
the
law.
These people torture them. Extortion.
But they're trying to put a racketeering case together, and I think that's where it's getting a little – you keep hearing these horrible stories of what he's done to people, but and then you have to ask the question. And again, you hate saying this because everybody should be heard. Everyone should be heard, a man, woman, whatever, if they said something had been wrong to them by somebody else. But then you have to ask the question is – why did you keep going back? Why did you, have to ask those questions,
they do say they have psychologists up there say it's that cycle of abuse that you feel like on some level you deserve it, or some feel as though he's going to find her.
Yeah, but how do you prove that in court? I guess that's the question is like, because they're going to say, "Oh no, look at this text. Look at this. She was a willie," and again.
And they are.
Yeah, and they are. And that's where the thing is, like, it becomes it's a tough call for a juror.
I have another question for you, especially reading your story. With you had really tough, challenging upbringing. And I'm looking at Suge Knight. And I'm just saying, okay, I got to find out about his backstory. This guy was a two-sport star in football and in track.
So you know how much dedication, you know this, dedication to track, you can't just wing it, you know?
No.
So you're running. And then he's playing football at UNLV, so he's got to be a top pro, you know, you got to be, he's around your age.
Right? So
he's a football player at UNLV, scholarship, and then how do you end up?
Extremely intelligent.
It's true.
The brother's smart, borderline genius. And actually, there was I was originally up to play him in the NWA movie.
Really?
Came down meeting the other guy, yeah. And then there was a movie that was in production called Lions and Lambs, which was basically an autobiography of Suge Knight, how he rose to power. And I was cast in that. Basically, the bottom ended up falling out, I think, when the dude got run over by the truck or whatever. They decided to move away
from
it. Which
brings me to the other thing. How do you go to prison and then be out for a year or two and then run over someone with a truck?
Yeah, just
I mean, how could you?
But in doing background to learn about his character and stuff like that. And it was like he had a lot of people that supported him. He seeked out the life of crime and stuff. He didn't need it.
Is that like that he had nothing?
He didn't need it, I think, which is sad because a brother like Suge Knight, if he had put his resources in intimidating and strongholding into just being, he probably would be in some form of leadership right now in this country. He had that type of appeal, but he was a mass manipulator and he was more concerned with controlling people and being, quote, the gangster. We used to call him a studio gangster because he usually was just being a gangster in Hollywood, which is a safe place. And the most dangerous thing about Suge was not Suge. It was the young brothers that he had filled their heads with delusions of grandeur. Those are the guys who would shoot at you.
Right.
Those are the guys who would attack you because they think they're earning stripes for him.
So
he was very good about always, he was very clever about always keeping his hands clean.
So Snoop bought Death Row Records, right?
Yeah.
And now Suge Knight wants to kill him again?
When you're on, he's in for life, I believe.
He's got 28 years or something. He'd get paroled in another 7, I think.
Yeah, and he's not in a great health. I don't know if he has the pull. I don't know, because usually you have to have money and things like that to still do those things. So, I mean, if he's still making threats, it makes sense. But Snoop has a great security team, and I think if you are making threats from the penitentiary, that's definitely going to affect your parole.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he can't, Suge likes the finer things in life. So this has probably been a real, real hard, it's been real hard for him in there. I've heard some stories. I was supposed to meet with him to talk about the movie and stuff. And then at the last minute, when things fell through and I decided to step back because it was getting a little choppy.
So it was interesting. We were all set to do this, right? It took like 2 months. So we were all set to do it. And all of a sudden, yesterday, we get a call. He needs to get paid.
Yeah, 1,000%. Yeah, he's going to try to shake you down.
So we said, no, we don't pay people.
No,
you know?
No.
So then he goes, I'll do it. Anyway.
Yeah, of course he does, because no one's listening to him.
Right. Yeah.
Because back in the day, the media would pay him $2,000 or whatever the hell for his story. Now he's like, you know, but he's always – that's how you know when someone's not rehabilitated – is they're still doing the same things that got their ass put in there in the first place.
Right.
And so he's still trying to work the angle.
Right.
But, you know.
Let's just say this. If a pro officer's listening to us right now, let's just say his people asked. Maybe he didn't know.
You know what? I don't – here's the thing. This is the perfect – you are the perfect guy to do this interview because you have worked with some of the greats and you know BS when you see it, and you're not afraid to call it out. So this is going to be a very – and you can't talk slick to an oil can. There's nothing he can say to you that you have not seen or heard. And I'm just curious when you know he's taking you down the rabbit hole, if you're going to be like, hey, tricks are for kids, man. I don't play bunny games.
Right.
Answer the question.
I mean, I'm going to use him as an expert in the Diddy trial, which has got worldwide interest. And I also want to find out the mindset of a guy that goes to prison – is out for a year, feels freedom, maybe right, and next thing you know, he's taking his car and running over a rival.
Yeah.
I mean, how the hell, how can you be a genius on one hand?
But again, understand that him and Diddy were rivals, and you can't expect anything he says to be anything but that about Diddy.
Still,
because there's still that war, you know.
How did he get so much money, Diddy? How? I mean, he's not a good rapper, right? He had,
Diddy had people write for him.
Yeah, okay.
Biggie Smalls is the key to everything that he has, and I believe that they kept the library and they kept the publishing. I'm not sure about. I don't know how much of what Chris Wallace's family got, but he built an empire off of of
he was that
phenomenon
good?
That is Big East. But now we're hearing all kinds of stuff that apparently that the whole Big E identity was a guy in Alabama. The Big Papa song was, you know, so like they took songs and did this or whatever. So, but as far as storytelling and performing goes, Big E was one of the, right. was one of the best, you know, and then you have on the other side, the West Coast, you had the Tupac situation. So the two of them know a lot about what happened in that situation.
Right.
Sure. So it'll be interesting to see who says what, but again, understand. Right. You have one person who's in for pretty much doing very similar things is going to give you his insight on the other guy.
Couple more minutes with Tyrus. By the way, he doesn't need notes. This is life experience for him. I have like 20 pages of notes. I said Tyrus just said hello. Back in a moment.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLou is here for you. With DebtLou's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLou are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
It's time to take the quiz.
It's 5 questions in less than 5 minutes. We asked people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
What is the name of the coffee shop in the sitcom Friends?
Mel's Diner.
Central Perk.
The answer? Central Perk. Either way, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox, then come back here to see how you did.
And thank you for taking the quiz.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard, if the story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News.
opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
Hey, we are back. Tyrus is here, and not only do you see him on Gutfeld every night writing books, but also see him on stage.
Yeah, we got the live events coming up.
So and you got, yeah, I saw them last night. What I love they do on Gutfeld, they put them underneath you.
Yep.
So you don't have to necessarily refer it, but people can see where to see you on stage, which goes on. I mean, it is the ultimate entrepreneurial effort. And do you know when your next going to be up?
I got a little break. We start, the tour kicks off July 7th in Traverse City, Michigan. And then it's all in Michigan, Nebraska, Kansas, Texas, a lot of Texas, man. I'm Texas out, Alabama. I'm sorry. No one needs to hear the music.
I like the
music, world
though.
Is mine.
Yeah.
You know, Alabama, Florida, Alabama, Ohio, Kansas City, South Carolina. List goes on and on. Oregon, like I'm all over. Going to be all over. Start kicks off in July. We're going to make a lot of towns and see a lot of people. So I'm excited about it.
And you said that you find out now, like, people don't necessarily show up because of the wrestling. It's really
no, I don't really talk about wrestling and politics. It's just about life and being funny and make. I got so much material on myself that I really have to go into it. It's a stand-up comedy show, and, you know, there's it's about having fun, and it's like in that Red Fox, Don Rickles thing where nobody's safe, and that's a lot of fun, And I never know what's going to happen. No show is really quite the same.
Right.
So people who go to a lot of different shows. They come to like three or four different shows and they're like, how do you always have something different to talk about? I said, because I can't remember what I usually said from the last show. So, and it's kind of.
Do you write down stuff after you say on Gutfeld? Because a lot of times you get into material.
Yeah, no, most of my, funny stuff comes off the top of my head. And, if I think it's particularly funnier, to me, which is I'm a very tough critic on myself, then I'll incorporate and hang on to it. The nice thing about having a photographic memory is you remember the important stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
so it's not.
I am so jealous.
It saves
that
the worst
thing. That was fantastic. We were acting.
Yeah, it's great because I one of the things that I've always gotten high praise for is I never forget my lines.
He's Tyrus.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous. Because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.